game 5-3, and it was a similar story yesterday. Pitching and defense for the Aviators, and they beat the Aces 6-1 in front of over 6,500. It was a really not quite a sellout crowd, but it was a fireworks crowd, but they didn't have much to root for. The Aviators scored three in the first and two in the second. Austin Allen, a single, double, and a home run. And for the Aviators, they had a big two-run double early on by Vimal Machin. Adam Aller went five scoreless innings to get his second win to go to 2-0. Brian Howard, Domingo Tapia, Parker Martel finished up. And the Aviators, one of the best pitched games in a long, long time. And this is a hitter's ballpark, if ever there was one. So today, in Game 5, Las Vegas will try for their third straight win in the series behind the young man from Baja, Mexico, and that's Adrian Martinez, who's 0-2, a 7.61 ERA. So he doesn't have a win for the Aviators in six games, but he does have one for Oakland in his only game there. We'll tell you more about that later. But Martinez is going up against Edwin Uceta, the former L.A. Dodger, who is 2-0 with a 1.76 ERA. That sounds pretty daunting, except for the fact that Uceta is a relief pitcher. They don't have a starter for today's game, the Reno Aces. So this is what they call a bullpen game. Uceta will go probably a couple of innings, no more than that. And then it'll be a parade of Reno relievers to get them through today. So that's the story from here. Our guest in the pregame show is Las Vegas Aviators left-handed reliever Sam Selman, who's having a very good year for the Aviators. And on top of that, Sam has big league time with the Giants, and he has big league time with the Angels, and briefly this year with Oakland, went to Vanderbilt, played with some really fine players over the years. And we'll talk with Sam Selman next, right after this.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends. How you saved all that money? Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Visiting with Las Vegas reliever Sam Selman today on the Aviator pregame show sponsored by Hash House A Go-Go. Sam, first of all, your season so far has been interesting. You've been up and down a little bit, and it's been kind of, I'm sure, a little challenging in a way to try to stay sharp when you're going 5-6 days sometimes without throwing.
Yeah, that's kind of been the way the season's going. We got a lot of relievers down here, so you got to make the most of your opportunities when they come. But it's kind of one of those things you just got to stay ready at all times and be ready to pitch. And when the bell gets rung, you got to be ready to go out there and give it your best effort.
You were playing at a high level even as an amateur in high school. I think you played with Shelby Miller and Everett Williams, guys like that. So how did that, and then your time at Vanderbilt, starting, I know, right around your junior year when you got to see more action, how did that help you prepare for the pros?
Yeah, it was really cool going growing up and playing with guys that were really talented and MLB stars, and then going to Vanderbilt and getting opportunities to to play with some of those guys there, Sonny Gray, Mike Yastrzemski, Tony Kemp, Kirk Casale. We had a good group of guys. And so it was really fun because every single day you competed against those guys. And so I would face Tony Kemp at least twice a week. I'd face Yastrzemski three times a week. Those were left-handed batters that I needed to learn how to get out. And so from the moment you're 18, 19, 20, you're just thrown into the fire. And you try to learn some things, and you try to figure it out, and then you get hit around a little bit, and then you learn to get better. And so that's the way baseball just keeps improving, is that you try things out, and then if they work, then you keep rolling with it, and then if not, you go back to the drawing board. So I guess that's how I kept playing for till 31. So, yeah, still doing it.
Sam Selman, our guest on the pregame show. Sam, you have big league time with the Giants and with the Angels and with Oakland. Tell us, aside from working with Johnny Dusko, what's been your career highlight?
I got getting called up for the Giants. I played drafted with Kansas City. I spent 7 years in the minors with them, and then I had I was basically went on a minor league free agent. I had to go went up to Driveline and threw a showcase up there. Signed a minor league deal. Started in Double A in 19. Worked my way to Triple A. Pitched well in Triple A, and then made my debut. So that was probably the highlight, is getting an opportunity to debut, and after 8 years of being in the minors, and finally get that opportunity, and then make the most of it, and then had a great 20 season with the Giants, and that was a lot of fun. And then getting to play for the Angels was also a blast too, of just playing for a different team and getting to play with Shohei during his MVP year, getting to play with Mike Trout. I mean, those are some special memories I'll have forever.
Sam, finally, speak to this if you would. I know there was a time in your career when you felt like maybe you're overthrowing a little bit, and you became a better pitcher when you learned to just kind of focus on doing what you had to do and maybe not doing that as much.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something you work through, is that you try to just overpower everyone, and then you think that you could just blow it past everyone with a fastball, and then you learn that pitching is a lot of give and take. It's a lot of throwing hard, throwing soft, learning how to back off and speed up, going inside and outside and throw different pitches all over the zone. That's been where I've had the most success, is learning how to throw my fastball and slider pretty much in any count to any location, and forcing the hitter to really have to make the adjustment and put the ball in play.
Sam, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks, Russ.
Sam Selman joining us from the Aviator bullpen. I'll be back with the starting lineups next, right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
I can't say enough about the Purple Sleep System. You've never slept on anything like Purple because there's never been anything like Purple. It starts with the Purple Gel Flex Grid, a layer of flexible gel that's firm enough to support your body, but soft enough to reduce tension and pressure. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and at our huge Memorial Day sale, save up to $800 on the amazing Purple Sleep System. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Grateful Dead with Touch of Grey. We got more than a touch of a crowd here. They're expecting the biggest crowd of the year here in Reno. On Little League Day, there's a lot of youngsters here, and it's a gorgeous day. I mean, it's a little on the cool side, a little breezy, but much warmer than yesterday. And so we'll give you the starting lineups now here before Game 5. It is a six-game series. The teams have split the first four. Las Vegas is 22-18. They are Oakland's AAA team, managed by the 2019 PCL Manager of the Year, one Fran Reardon. Las Vegas tied with Salt Lake for first place atop the Pacific Coast League's Western Division entering today. For Las Vegas, leading off at second base, Drew Jackson. Batting second is the center fielder, Billy McKinney. Hitting third, playing shortstop, Vimeil Machin. The cleanup man is third baseman, Matt Davidson. Batting fifth and catching today, Shea Langeliers. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter, Austin Allen. Batting seventh at first base, Dermis Garcia. Hitting eighth for Las Vegas in right field, Christian Lopes. And batting ninth in left field will be Dalton Kelly. On the mound, right-hander Adrian Martinez. 0-2, a 7.61 earned run average. The home team, Reno Aces, are managed by first-year skipper Gil Velasquez. The pitching coach is Doug Drabeck. Hitting coach is Nick Evans and also Mark Reed. Reno is the Arizona Diamondbacks' top farm team. They are 20 up and 20 down entering today's play, 5-5 against the Aviators. Leading off at third base, Buddy Kennedy. Batting second for Reno is the center fielder in his first AAA series, Dominic Fletcher. Hitting third, playing right field, will be Stone Garrett, the cleanup man, the designated hitter, Seth Beer. Hitting fifth and playing first base is Dominic Canzone. In the sixth spot for Reno is the left fielder, Braden Bishop. Batting seventh is the catcher, Dominic Miroglio. Spell it M-I-R-O-G-L-I-O. Hitting eighth in the shortstop spot is Yadiel Rivera. And hitting ninth at second base, the switch-hitting Chani Ortiz, who until yesterday had never played above single-A ball, bypassing double-A from Class A Visalia to make his triple-A debut yesterday. And on the mound, the righty Edwin Uceta. Uceta, spelling it U-C-E-T-A. 2-0 with a 1.76 ERA. Uceta is from Villa Los Almacigos in the Dominican. The Dodgers signed him as an international free agent in 2016. And he's now a member of the Diamondbacks organization. So Uceta's on the mound against Adrian Martinez. The Las Vegas lineup one more time. Top to bottom, Jackson, McKinney, and Machin. And then the middle three, Davidson, Langeliers, and Austin Allen. And the lower third, Garcia, Lopes, and Dalton Kelly, with Adrian Martinez on the mound. Reno, top to bottom, Kennedy, Fletcher, and Garrett. The middle three are Beer, Canzone, and Bishop. The lower three, Miroglio, Rivera, and Ortiz, with Edwin Uceta on the mound. Tomorrow, 1:05, the series wraps up. There's going to be a 12:50 pregame show tomorrow, and right-hander Parker Dungey, who was 1-3, will take on left-hander Tyler Gilbert, who threw a no-hitter in the big leagues earlier this year for Arizona, but now back down with Reno. He has won one and lost one so far. Temperatures in the 60s. Breeze is blowing in from left field, but the winds here often shift during the game, and we'll keep an eye on that for you. And right now, as they have the Little League runouts, each Reno ace is going out to his respective position with kids with them, and they've got these oversized aces jerseys. There's one kid going out to the shortstop position. He's got to be careful he doesn't trip, because that jersey's all the way down to his ankles. Anyway, that'll wrap it for the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. And now, we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Pacific Coast League action from Reno, the Las Vegas Aviators, and the Reno Aces, getting started right after these commercial words.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
so many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
In Reno, Edwin Uceta on the mound. Hard-throwing righty out of the bullpen, but this is a bullpen day for the Aces. Uceta is 6 feet tall. He's listed at only 155 pounds, 24 years old. And he's a good example of a signing by a major league team an older international pitcher at a discount. Uceta signed for only $10,000 by way of scouts Luis Marquez and Matt Doppelt out of the Dominican. The Dodgers signed him as an international free agent when he was only 16 years old, at which point he was quickly assigned to the Dominican Summer League, and he got stateside for the first time in 2017 at Low A Ogden in the Pioneer League. And now, here he is. The winds in the first pitch of the game. And that one is a called strike on the outside corner to Drew Jackson. And it's nothing and one on Drew Jackson. Jackson, right-handed hitter, playing second base. He's been all over the field. Check swing foul at the plate and count is 0-2. Jackson has played shortstop. He's played the outfield, playing second base in this one. Drew starts off this game hitting 250 with no homers and 8 batted in. Does have 5 steals, including 2 in this series. Jackson, 5 out of 15. And since the Aviators got to town here, beginning the series on Tuesday, he's hit safely in 5 in a row. There's a nice slider swung on and missed strike 3. 3 pitches, and Jackson is out to begin. 1 out, then a left-handed hitting center fielder, Billy McKinney, will step up. Reno in the field. Dominic Canzone at first. Chani Ortiz at second. Yadiel Rivera at short. Buddy Kennedy is at third. Brayden Bishop in left. Dominic Fletcher in center. Over in right, Stone Garrett. Dominic Maroglio catching for Edwin Uceta, making his 8th appearance at his second spot start of the year. McKinney sends a fly ball to left center field. It's hit pretty well. Fletcher going back, looking up, and he makes that catch a couple of feet in front of the warning track, not far from the 410 sign. So McKinney, first ball hunting, came in hitting 333, skies out to fairly deep center. Quickly two outs in the Las Vegas first, and the batter's shortstop, B-Mail Machine. Home plate umpire, Jonathan Biaretta. It's not Jonathan. Jonathan, T-A-N, Biaretta. First base up is the crew chief, Paul Clemens, and at third base, Ben Sontag, the pride of Vero Beach. Here now is V-Mail Machine, and he takes inside ball 1, a fastball at 93 miles an hour. Machine starts off today at 287, 2 homers and 23 batted in. He's hit safely in 5 of his last 6 games. The pitch up and away, it is 2-0. And for Machine, he batted in the first inning yesterday and slapped an opposite field double down the left field line, knocking in the first 2 runs of the game, and they'd be the only runs they would need. They won 6-1. Good off-speed breaking ball. Swung on and missed. 2 balls and 1 strike on V-Mail Machine. Machine 4 out of 17 in the series, with 2 of those hits coming in last night's Las Vegas victory. The 2-1. That's a little outside ball 3. 88-mile-an-hour cutter. 3-1 now. 2018, who set a move from low A to high A. Here's the pitch. Changeup is outside, and that two-out walk to Machine will extend the first inning for Matt Davidson now. He pitched at low A Great Lakes and high A Rancho at that time. Now that's all changed, but that's what the way it was in 2018. A lot of scouts really like what they saw. 2019, he put up great numbers, 11-2 with a 2.770 ERA. mostly at Double A Tulsa. The pitch. Outside with a cutter, ball one, 1-0 on Matt Davidson. Davidson, as an Aviator, hitting .235 in nine games, two homers, both in this series, six batted in. Overall for the year, .321. It's a high pop-up, first base foul territory. Canzone looking up into the bright blue by the coaching box, makes a one-handed catch with the sun reflecting right off of his sunglasses, and that's it. Las Vegas is finished in the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits. No errors. They lead Machin at first, and at the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas nothing in Reno against Adrian Martinez coming up.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new Instant Funding.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Again, friends. Russ Langer here in Reno. Bottom of the first, no score. Game five of a six-game series. Adrian Misael, that's M-I-S-A-E-L, his middle name, Martinez from Baja, Mexico. 6'2", 200-pounder, 25 years old. And his first pitch is down and away. Ball one at 93 miles an hour to leadoff man Buddy Kennedy, the right-handed hitting Reno third baseman. Kennedy's hitting leadoff for the first time in the series. He's batted second. He has batted sixth. Leading off now. Fastball is way too low, and it's 2-0. Kennedy hitting .276. Three homers and 17 runs batted in. Infielder from Millville, New Jersey. 3-for-11 thus far in the series. Martinez with a 2-0 down low. Martinez's problem this year has been exactly what's happening right now. He's worked behind most of the hitters at AAA, which is interesting because the one time he pitched in the big leagues, a couple of weeks ago, he's made his major league debut against Detroit. He went 5 1/3 and pitched beautifully and got the win. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that's a strike, 3-1. Kennedy taking all the way. Dominic Fletcher is on deck. San Diego Padres signed Martinez out of Mexico in 2015. The scout was Chris Kemp, who signed him. He had been pitching for the Mexican League's Mexico City franchise. He misses with another fastball, ball four. Now Dominic Fletcher comes up. Las Vegas in the field here in the bottom of the first with no score. This is how they stack up defensively. Dermis Garcia is at first. Drew Jackson at second. Vimal Machin at short. And Matt Davidson is at third. Dalton Kelly in left. Billy McKinney in center. Christian Lopes is in right. And Shea Langeliers catching today for Adrian Martinez, number 47. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Good pitch to Fletcher. 0-1. Dominic Fletcher had been in the lower minors until a couple of days ago. He's 5'9", 185 pounds, 24 years old from Orange, California, and was at AA Amarillo. Throw to first base and back and standing up is Buddy Kennedy. Fletcher called up recently. He's only played in two AAA games, both in this series. 2-for-8 with one run batted in. Dominic Fletcher, knees bent, batting left-handed, waiting in the pitch. Martinez delivers another fastball. It's too high. One ball and one strike on Dominic Fletcher with Stone Garrett on deck. Martinez worked in the San Diego organization for a few years, and as recently as last year, he got to AAA El Paso. The runner goes, the pitch is a strike, the throw to second base, and he's out. An excellent throw by Shea Langeliers down to Vimeo Machin, and Buddy Kennedy is cut down trying to steal second base. Kennedy has four steals this year, but that's the second time he's been thrown out, and that's not a great guy to run on. Shea Langeliers, very strong arm. He made a knee-high throw right at the bag. 2-6 on the cross stealing, and it's a 1-2 count on Fletcher with one out and nobody on base. And the pitch is a slider that's on the outside corner, strike three call. Fletcher didn't like the call, but there's nobody to argue with. This is the ABS system now, automatic balls and strikes. So now Martinez has walked one and struck out one. Two outs and nobody on for Stone Garrett, who's from Sugar Land, Texas, and has put up big numbers so far this year in the first 40 games. Fastball rides inside of the belt buckle, ball 1-1-0. Garrett at 316, 10 homers, 36 batted in, also 7 steals. He's basically been able to do it all. In this series, he's 4 out of 14. We're in the bottom of the first with no score. Bright sunshine today. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball a little inside, ball 2, 2-0. Martinez made his Major League debut 11 days ago, and he worked 5 1/3 scoreless innings in the second game of a doubleheader. There's a foul ball to the right out of play, strike one, 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1 on Stone Garrett. Oh, Detroit had defeated Oakland in game one of that doubleheader. The whole reason Martinez was called up was because they needed a starter for that second game. And he responded beautifully. Oakland won the game 4-1 to get a split. He was sent right back down. It's one of those numbers things. 2-1 pitch. Garrett swings and chops one foul to the left of the plate. Fastball at 93. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes to count. Anyway, it was April 3rd of this year when San Diego, needing a starter, got left-handed pitcher Sean Manea from Oakland and minor league right-hander Aaron Holiday in exchange for Adrian Martinez and minor league infielder Rubio Angeles. Adrian, here he is. The 2-2 to Garrett. High foul back into play. A breaking ball at 82. Still 2-2. Martinez officially has 3 pitches in his arsenal, but really only throws his fastball and changeup. Four-seamer, 91, 92, 93. Can hit 95 sometimes with some fade and some run on it. And one good thing, he's a big, strong guy who holds his velocity late in games. There's a pitch that's tapped foul, off-speed pitch. And Garrett reaching out to protect the plate, fouled it back. 2-2 is the count. But his main weapon, because his fastball command has been a little inconsistent with the Aviators, his main weapon is a changeup. It's one of the best you'll see at this level. Excellent separation from his fastball. Here's the 2-2 on the way. Fastball driven in the air to right, foul and out of play. Got that one up to 94. Bottom of the first, no score. Two outs and nobody on. Just underway in Reno. Great crowd here today. This changeup, depending upon how he throws it, it has some screwball-like action that darts down and away from lefties and down and in to righties. A real out pitch. His slider is below average. The 2-2. There's a line drive pass to diving Davidson in the left field for a base hit. That's a good at-bat by Garrett. Dalton Kelly gets the ball back in. Well, that's why he's one of the top hitters in the league, among the league leaders in several categories. And that would look like the changeup right there at 82 or 83, and then he just reached out and poked a line drive, and Davidson, a valiant effort, diving to his left, but he just missed it. There's the first hit for either side. Here's Seth Beer. This is Martinez's second appearance against Reno. The very first game he pitched this year in the season opening series. Remember, Reno was at Las Vegas Ballpark April the 5th to open the year. Beer swings and fouls at the plate, strike one. It was the fourth game. It was a Friday night, April the 8th. And Martinez got the start, and it was actually his worst start of the year. He went 2 1/3, allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 5 hits. Give up a home run to Buddy Kennedy, whom he just walked. And he gave up a second home run in that game. Pitch foul back 0-2. That's the bad news. The good news is the guy who hit the home run off of him for Reno back on April 8th is now playing third base behind him, Matt Davidson. He had no walks and two strikeouts and took the loss. 0-2 on Seth Beer. Played in four games for Reno since being sent down by the Diamondbacks, hitting .250. No homers and two batted in. Throw to first base and scrambling back in there is Stone Garrett. Garrett is 7-for-7 in steals. Question is, are they going to want him to challenge Langeliers, who just threw out Kennedy? Not the easiest guy to run on. Here is the 0-2 stretch by Martinez. There goes Garrett. The pitch hits him. Once again, Martinez having trouble with his command. That's been his problem at AAA. He tried to get in on Beer on the 0-2, and he hit him. So Garrett is at second base. As Beer is hit by the 0-2 pitch, it looked like it got him near the right arm. Batter caught Dominic Canzone. Martinez is fortunate that Langeliers threw out Kennedy because he's only gotten one batter out, Fletcher. Kennedy walked, Garrett singled, and Beer gets hit by a pitch. So here is Dominic Canzone, left-handed hitting first baseman. Wide open stance. Here's the pitch. Fastball lifted foul to the left out of play. That was a good pitch. Got it up to 94 on the outside half. Strike one. 0-1 on Canzone. Canzone in 21 games hitting .250 for Reno. Two homers and 13 batted in. One of those homers in this series. He's having a decent series. 6 out of 16. He let off last night, went 1-for-4. No score, bottom of the first. Garrett at second with good speed. Seth Beer is the runner at first. Martinez with the 0-1 pitch now. Fastball fouled off the left out of play. It's 0-2 now. Some say Martinez could be a back-of-the-rotation starter, and others say that he projects more to be a middle reliever with his fastball and changeup combination. May depend on his ability to refine a third pitch. Here is the 0-2 to Canzone. Fastball foul back. That was a high pitch at 95. It's a tough pitch to lay off, and it's a tough pitch to hit. 0-2. But Martinez has a nice, loose, and flowing delivery. Gets up into the 93 to 94 range pretty regularly with that fastball. Pitch also, his fastball has some pretty good horizontal movement. It makes it a little tougher to square up. Change up a little high. 1-2, 82 miles an hour. So at 24, Martinez, just a little bit of a late bloomer. So he playing his way into Rule 5 protection territory at the least. Here is the 1-2 to Dominic Canzone. Martinez lets it fly. Fastball foul back out of play. So after the changeup, went back to the fastball away at 94. And then Canzone fouled it off. Oh, maybe he refines that third pitch. He could be a back-end starter someday. Now, with two on and two out, another 1-2 pitch to Canzone. Garrett goes. The pitch is a ground ball to first. Glove by Garcia. He steps on the bag. Garrett broke way too early. All Martinez had to do was step off and throw to Davidson. They would have had him. But the ground ball to first ends the inning anyway. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. At the end of one, there is no score.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back to Reno. After one no score, friends, sink your teeth into the new Primal Menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy or awaken your primal cravings at Carl's Jr. with the Primal Menu with Prime Rib or Beyond Raptor Burger. Meals so epic, you might want to roar outside the store. Carl's Jr. First pitch is ball one to Shea Langeliers from right-hander Edwin Uceta. Top of the second, no score. The pitch is a fastball foul back out of play. One ball and one strike. Langeliers hitting 274. The team high 11 home runs and 27 batted in. Shea has been struggling of late, so they didn't have him in the lineup yesterday, hoping a day off might help him. There's a high foul near the first base dugout. Canzone can't get it. It's back to the lip of the dugout. So it's 1-2 on Shea Langeliers. Langeliers, first time he's scuffled really at all. He's got off to such a great start the first month of the season. But he's looking for his first hit in this series. He's 0-for-11. Top of the second, no score. And Langeliers awaits the 1-2 from Uceta. And the fastball's up and away at 93. 2-2. Uceta got to the big leagues last year. 14 games for the Dodgers. All but one of them was in relief. He was 0-3 with an ERA of 6.64 for them. Breaking ball fouled at the plate. It's still 2-2 on Langeliers. At Oklahoma City last year, he was 2-3 with a 4.71 ERA, and the Diamondbacks claimed him off waivers from the Dodgers in October of 2021. That's how he became a Diamondback. Langeliers fouls went back out of play. Still 2-2. There's a story on MILB.com about how Uceta worked at a gas station in his hometown of Villa Los Almacigos during his early teen years, and he made a deal with the owner of the gas station in exchange for his work. The owner paid for Uceta to go to school. Pitch foul back again by Langeliers. Still 2-2. And as a boy who often did not have food on the kitchen table, Uceta accepted the 7-hour-per-day job. Went to school like a normal kid till his uncle, Mario Alberto, made him pick up a ball and pitch during his mid-teens. There's a fastball swung on and missed strike three. He got in on him at 94 miles an hour. Second strikeout for Uceta. One out in the top of the second, and the batter, Austin Allen, no score in the early going here in Reno. Anyway, he set a fastball slider changeup. Not a big guy, kind of a slight-bodied right-hander, but here's the pitch on the way. Allen takes a changeup up and away, ball one at 80 miles an hour, 1-0. But Uceta certainly has put up good numbers for Reno, 2-0, 1.76 ERA, 15 1/3 innings, only 8 hits, walking 5, striking out 18 coming in. Strike on the outside corner, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Austin Allen, who, by his own admission, always gets off to a slow start, had not had a multiple-hit game this year until yesterday. Here's a ball rip foul outside first, 1-2. He had a single, double, and a home run and drove in 3 of the 5 Aviator runs. He's DHing in this game. 3-for-9 in the series. The pitch, up and away. 2-2 overall. Allen hitting 250 in 8 games with a home run, which he hit yesterday. 6 batted in. On deck, Dermis Garcia. 1 out, nobody on. Top of the second, no score. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, chop foul over the first base dugout. It's a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Some say that Uceta's changeup is his best pitch, a lot like Adrian Martinez. There's a changeup, it's outside. 3-2. He has kind of a slurvy breaking ball, but he gets a lot of swings and misses, especially from right-handed hitters. 3-2 pitch. That's low and inside, ball 4. Second walk issued by Uceta. Austin Allen, aboard via the base on balls. One on and one out in the second. The batter is Dermese Garcia. Well, because he lacks what scouts call physicality, a word you never used to hear, but now you hear it, here's the pitch. Outside ball one. And doesn't have power stuff. Uceda has to keep proving himself at every level. But he's thrown strikes for the most part throughout his pro career. Garcia swings and misses at a high fastball, one and one. Dermese Garcia hitting 293, four homers, nine batted in. Three out of 17 in the series with a home run and a double. Allen first, one out. The pitch, fastball is outside at 93. Ball two, two balls and a strike on Dermese Garcia. There's a high foul off to the right of the plate. That was a changeup at 80 miles an hour. And he hit it off the end of the bat. Two balls and two strikes on Garcia. Uceda made his big league debut with the Dodgers last year at age 23. Only got about 20 innings in. Here now is the 2-2. Garcia takes it a little low. It is 3-2. Well, full count and one out. Allen at first held on by Dominic Canzone. The stretch by Uceda and the payoff. Nope, throw to first base. And back in on all fours is Austin Allen. Coaching at first base, the Aviators assistant hitting coach, Jason Hart. Third base, manager Fran Reardon. Each man with a helmet on, of course. There's the 3-2 to Garcia, and he swings and fouls that fastball back and out of play at 93 miles an hour. Starting off the day, in the PCL West, Las Vegas tied with Salt Lake for first place. Each team 22-18. Reno is two games back. Sacramento three. Tacoma eight back. 3-2 pitch outside. He missed with a breaking ball. Ball four. The slider. So there's the third walk issued by Uceda. He walked Machin in the first. He walks Austin Allen and Dermese Garcia back-to-back here in the second. So he's faced seven hitters and walked three of them. Both starters having a little shaky command out of the starting gate today. Here's the right-handed hitting Las Vegas right fielder, Christian Lopes, who starts off at 200 on the nose. No homers and nine batted in. Fastball foul back. Fastball at 93, challenge him right away, strike one. Christian trying to get going, playing in the same place where he played all of last year. He was with Reno last year, hitting over 270 with nine homers. In this series, two out of 13. On deck, the number nine hitter, Dalton Kelly. Austin Allen at second, Garcia at first, and that pitch cuts in low at 88 miles an hour. One and one on Christian Lopes. Eastern Division, the Texas Rangers AAA team Round Rock in first place. One game on the Oklahoma City Dodgers. One game advantage there. Fastball up and in. And a count to Christian Lopes, 2-1. Third place is El Paso. Padres AAA team four back. El Paso. Albuquerque's eight back. That's the Rockies. And Sugar Land, the Astros' top affiliate, nine games out in the East. Here's the 2-1 pitch with two on and one out. Lopes hits a ground ball foul, and Fran Reardon reaching forward, and the ball ends up by the third base dugout. Strike two. 2-2 on Lopes. Hash House will go scoreboard. We'll get some scores in the Pacific Coast League and big leagues for you. And then later on, the Ted Weins trivia question. The 2-2 on the way. Fastball a little up and in at 93. Good eye for Lopes. That was a close pitch. Ball three. 3-2. Lopes steps in again. Allen off second. Garcia at first, one out. In the top of the second, no score. Reno won the first two games of this six-game series. Las Vegas responded, winning games three and game four yesterday. Pop fly in a shallow center. Fletcher's there. He's got it. And there are two outs. Fletcher fires it into the third base. Fans are cheering because it was a nice throw into Buddy Kennedy. Two outs. as Lopes flies out to center on the 3-2 pitch. And the batter's the number 9 hitter, the left fielder, left-handed hitting Dalton Kelly. I want to thank Sam Selman for joining us on the pregame show tonight. We had a nice chat with Sam. Went to St. Andrew's Episcopal in Austin. That was his high school, and he played with a couple of guys who went on to bigger and better things. Shelby Miller of the Cardinals, fastball up and away, ball one, and Everett Williams of San Diego. 1-0 to no strikes on Kelly. Dalton starts off the day at 175 in the 30 games he's played in, 97 at-bats. 3 homers, 16 batted in. In this series, 2-for-10. Austin Allen at second. Garcia at first for Las Vegas. The 1-0. He takes a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 is the count on Dalton Kelly. Leadoff man Drew Jackson waits on deck. Ucetta, 41 pitches, 22 strikes. There is a righty throwing in the Reno pen. Kelly waits. The 1-1. Good breaking ball. Swung on a miss. That was a curveball at 80. And it had good downward action. Kelly a mighty rip, and he came away empty. 1-2. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball foul back. 1-2 still. Top of the third in Sugarland. Oklahoma City 1, Sugarland nothing. Game 5 of that 6-game series. Bottom of the second at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, El Paso, and the Round Rock Express are tied at 1. Albuquerque's at Salt Lake later. Tacoma's at Sacramento later. Here's the 1-2 to Kelly once again. Ucetta delivers. Fastball foul back. Still a ball and 2 strikes. Kelly back in the box again. Austin Allen off second. Dermis Garcia at first. They both walked here in the second. The 1-2. Fastball on the inside corner. Strike 3 call. Got it up to 94 and got Kelly looking for his third strikeout. So Ucetta works in and out of second inning trouble. No runs, no hits, no errors. 2 men left. And at the end of an inning and a half in Reno, there is no score.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Every Tuesday, when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at AviatorsLV.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back, friends, to Reno. Bottom of the second, no score. Each starter having some early control issues, but no runs yet. Reno starter Edwin Ucetta, who's probably out of the game. It's a bullpen day. He's walked 3 men already in 2 innings. And Adrian Martinez fastballs a strike to Braden Bishop, 0-1. In the first inning, Martinez hit a batter, walked a batter, gave up a single, but got out of it. Bishop hitting .220 with a homer, 9 batted in. Righty on righty, playing left field in this game. He can play the infield, too. Pitches up and away, a changeup at 81. 1-1. Bishop batting 6th, followed by the catcher Dominic Marolio, and then Yadiel Rivera. Bishop 1-for-11 in the series. He's from Woodland Hills. Here's the 1-1. just below the knees of that fastball at 94. Close. Two balls and one strike to count. Bishop played collegiately at the University of Washington. Here's the 2-1 now from Martinez. That's too low. 3-1. And was drafted by Seattle back in 2015 in the third round. Made his big league debut with the Mariners in 2019. Time with them. Last year, he was briefly with the Mariners, Tacoma, and in the Giants system with Sacramento. Braden Bishop. Martinez, 3-1 pitch. Down low. Ball four. Martinez has now issued two walks and hit a batter, and he's only faced six men. He's fortunate because when he walked Buddy Kennedy, the leadoff man in the first, Kennedy tried to steal, and Adrian's battery mate, Shea Langeliers, rose to the occasion and threw him out stealing. Bishop is four steals, has been caught once. And here's Marolio, right-handed hitting catcher, the pitch. Fastball right in there for a strike on the inside part, 93 miles an hour, 0-1. Marolio's played in 17 games, 54 bats for Reno, hitting .278, three homers, eight batted in. He didn't play in the series until yesterday when he went 1-for-3 with a walk. Bishop a short lead at first, breaking ball way outside. Good stab on the backhand side by Langeliers to prevent a wild pitch. And the count is now one ball and one strike on Dominic Marolio. Marolio to Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland. Played collegiately at the University of San Francisco. He also played quarterback for 3 years under head coach Hardy Nickerson. Throw to first base and Bishop back in there. Marolio chosen by Arizona in the 20th round to 2017. Last year at AA Amarillo, .247, 11 home runs. The runner goes, swing and a miss. Langeliers throws down to second base, and he's in there. The count is 1-2. Bishop had a decent jump. Langeliers did have a shot, although Bishop does run well. The throw was at the bag a little high, and Drew Jackson caught it. He's a little bit on the first base side of the bag. It would have taken a perfect throw to get Bishop with the jump he had, though. So Bishop steals second. It's his fifth steal in six tries. It's 1-2 on Marolio. Yadiel Rivera is on deck. Martinez throws. Breaking ball outside and low. Ball two. 2-2. Adrian Martinez, born in Mexicali, looking for his first AAA win. Bishop at second, nobody out, bottom of the second. Fastball, low, ball three. 3-2 is the count. Martinez, 36 pitches, 20 strikes to this point. Bottom of the second with no score. Martinez squints in, has Langeliers sign. The stretch and the payoff to Marolio. Broken bat liner to short, caught by Machino, has no further play. Fastball in on his hands at 92. That was a good pitch. And one less bat for the rack, but you can hear it crack all the way up here. So a soft line out to Machine. Bishop remains at second with one out. And the batter is the Reno Aces right-handed hitting shortstop, Yadiel Rivera. Rivera starts off at .228, two homers and eight batted in. Time called by the home plate umpire, Jonathan Beretta. They have charging Adrian Martinez with an auto ball for taking too long to throw the first pitch to Rivera. So it's 1-0, and the 1-0 fastball grounded fouled outside third. One ball to one strike. Rivera in this series, 2 out of 7. Rivera, been around a long time. He's in his 30s now. He's drafted back in 2010 by Milwaukee from Puerto Rico. 1-1 the count. Bottom of the second, no score. Bishop at second base, one down. Martinez with a sign from Langoliers. Tall righty delivers. Fastball sliced in the air foul to the right. That's out of play. 94-mile-an-hour pitch riding in on his thumbs. One ball and two strikes. Rivera was with Houston's AAA team at Sugarland last year in this league. Got into just 19 games, hitting .232 with them. But he's played in nearly 200 games in the big leagues with Milwaukee, Miami, and the Texas Rangers. The 1-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Strike three looking. One of the fans here, apparently not aware that the ABS system is in control here for balls and strikes, is yelling at the plate umpire. Which is, you might as well yell at me for the ball and strike calls. Two outs, and now here's the switch-hitting second baseman, Chaney Ortiz. Martinez collects the sign from Langoliers. Bishop at second with two down, and the pitch. Fastball rides a little outside at 93, ball one, 1-0. Ortiz is here to fill up a roster spot. He's coming up not from double-A, but all the way down Class A Visalia, which is low-A ball now. Switch hitter is 5'10", 165. He's from Phoenix. 23 years old. There's a slow ground ball down the first base side. It's grabbed by Garcia, who steps on the bag, and that will retire the side. So Martinez works around the leadoff walk to Bishop. No runs, no hits, no errors for Reno in the second inning. They leave one. After two, there is no score.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Indeed, top of the third inning now, no score. Las Vegas coming up here in the top of the third, and like we told you, it's a bullpen day for Reno. They don't have a true starter, so Edwin Uceta was allowed to throw 40-plus pitches in two innings. He allowed no runs or hits. He walked three, and he struck out three. The new pitcher, right-hander Taylor Widener, W-I-D-E-N-E-R, 6 feet tall, 203 pounds. The righty is 27 from Aiken, South Carolina. Widener went to the University of South Carolina, the Gamecocks. And then in 2016, he was drafted out of college by the New York Yankees in the 12th round. Went to Aiken High School. Here now is Drew Jackson opening up the third and no score. Jackson shows bunt, takes a slider outside at 85, ball one, 1-0. Jackson struck out swinging to open up the game against Edwin Uceta. Drew's hit safely in five in a row, nine of his last 10. And McKinney's on deck, and then the number three hitter, V-Mail Machin. Fastball strike, knee high in the outside corner. Good pitch, 93 miles an hour, 1-1. Aiken, South Carolina. That's the same hometown as William Refrigerator Perry. All right. Here's the 1-1. Fastball's inside, 2-1. Widener majored in criminology, University of South Carolina. The 2-1, There's a liner into left field, sinking in there for a base hit. Got a slider and hit it out there for his sixth hit of the series. Jackson, of course, with pretty good speed, so they have to keep an eye on him. That's the first Las Vegas hit. We're in the top of the third in a scoreless tie, and the batter, Billy McKinney, now. Jackson is 5 for 5 in steals. McKinney's getting set to step in. Weiner had a decent career at University of South Carolina, or as folks on the West Coast call it, the other USC. He was 8-7 with a 3.59 ERA and 9 saves. He wasn't dominant, but he was good. Here's the pitch. Down and in, ball one. Met his wife at the University of South Carolina. She was on the volleyball team. Here now is the one-strike pitch to McKinney, who flat out to deep center against Uceta in the first inning. And a slider down and in, ball one. 1-1. McKinney steadies his helmet. Native Texan steps back in again. Big league time with Milwaukee and the Mets and the Dodgers. And now he's in the Oakland system. He taps his bat on the left shoulder while waiting for Widener, who looks over at Jackson. Count is 1-1 on Billy McKinney. 5 out of 17 in the series. This is his sixth game for the Aviators. It's hit safely in 4 out of 5. His average 318 with a home run, which he hit earlier in this series in game one on Tuesday. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Good pitch at 95 miles an hour. It is 1-2. Jackson about three and a half steps off of first. Draws a throw, and he dives back in there before the tag of Dominic Canzone. Widener, like most ball players, after a long season, likes to go off and get his mind off the game a little bit. He likes to go off and fishing and got a little place in a rural part of Carolina. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Billy McKinney. The runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw to second base, and safe at second is Drew Jackson. 96-mile-an-hour fastball got McKinney. Not sure that the pitch was in the strike zone, but Drew Jackson does steal second base. The throw by Marolio was high and late. So Jackson is now the team leader in steals for the Aviators. He's 6 out of 6. Here's Machin, who walked with 2 outs in the first. Widener making his second appearance in the series. Here's the pitch. Machin looks at a fast strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Machin batting left-handed, hitting 287, waiting. And the breaking ball is a strike on the outside corner. Slider, 0-2, 86 miles an hour. Widener worked 2 innings in game one, a game that Reno won 14-6. He pitched the 7th and 8th innings, faced Machin once, and Machin singled off of him into center field. Jackson at second, 1 out, the 0-2. Fastball line down the left field line, slicing foul. Ball maybe 3 or 4 feet foul. 96-mile-an-hour pitch. Machin hit one just like that in the first inning last night, but it stayed fair and drove in 2 big runs. Count remains 0-2 on V-Mail Machin. Widener in that outing on Tuesday, 2 innings, no runs, 2 hits. The other hit was by McKinney. He struck out 3. He actually struck out 4 and did not walk anyone. Jackson at second, 1 out, top of the 3rd, no score. Afternoon baseball here in Reno. Nice day. Crowd fairly evenly divided. Some have jackets and sweatshirts on, some do not. Shirt sleeves. Fastball swung on and missed, strike 3. That was the same type of pitch. He just fouled down the line. That time he got it past him at 95 miles an hour. So Jackson, after singling and stealing second, he's still there. McKinney struck out. Machin has struck out. Here is Davidson, who fouled out to the first baseman Canzone, facing Edwin Uceta in the first inning. Now he faces Widener. Widener Winder got Davidson to pop out when he faced him on Tuesday. Now the rematch. Jackson at second, two down. High pop up again. Shallow right. Ortiz going out. Garrett coming in, angling toward the line to make the catch, and that's the inning. The wind for the moment has stopped, and that helped Garrett as he hustled over there and made that play. In the Las Vegas third, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. And at the end of 2.5 innings of play in Reno, there is no score.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Move along to the bottom of the third now. Game 5 of a 6-game series. The teams have split the first 4 games. And Adrian Martinez, Vegas righty, facing leadoff man Buddy Kennedy. Fastballs, high ball 1. Kennedy walked in the first inning, was caught stealing by Shea Langeliers. Through 2 innings, Martinez has walked 2, hit a batter, struck out 2. Kennedy hitting 276, waiting. It's a high chopper to short. To his right, to back end, it is Machin. He throws to first, and they just got him at first base. Machin almost took too much time. He got rid of it, and give Kennedy credit. He was flying up the line and nearly beat that chopper out. Good job at the other end by Dermis Garcia to stretch out. Because that was a bang-bang play at first, and he's just out. One out. Here's Fletcher. Struck out looking. His first time up, and he looks at a strike on the outside corner, 94 miles an hour. Martinez hasn't thrown a lot of first-pitch strikes early on, but it's a scoreless tie. One out, nobody on base. And Stone Garrett is on deck. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Change-up. Chop foul right by the first base on deck circle. Quickly, 0-2 on Dominic Fletcher. This ballpark opened in 2009. They've always been a Diamondbacks affiliate. The franchise moved here from Tucson. Back when Tucson had AAA ball. Here is the 0-2 to Fletcher. Fastball fouled off to the left out of play. Fought off that fastball going up and away at 95 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 105 first pitch pregame here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, 1250. Righty Parker Dunshee, 1-3, will try to rebound from a rough start he had here on Tuesday in the opener against lefty Tyler Gilbert, who was 1-1. Changeup grounded to the hole at short. It's grabbed by Machin. Long throw to first, not in time. Excellent effort by Vimel Machin, but Fletcher is a center fielder and runs well, and he beat it out for a base hit. It's the second hit off Martinez. That is a great effort, though, by Machin. He went way to his right, went sliding back into the ball, and from two steps back on the outfield grass, he threw a strike to Garcia, who was stretching out at the other end. and Fletcher beat it out. Not much more that Machin could do. And with a lot of guys, he's going to be out, but not with Fletcher. Does run very well. There's a high foul to the right out of play, strike one on Garrett. Garrett had a good at-bat in the first inning. Of course, he's had a season full of good at-bats. But he got a 2-2 pitch and hit it to left for a single. So two hits for Reno. We're in the bottom of the third. Fletcher at first with one out. Throw to first, and he's back in there. Fletcher has not attempted a steal since he arrived here, but this is only his third game. Garrett, 5 for 15 in the series, hitting 321 for the season with 10 home runs. The pitch. Fastball. Line to right, moving in as Lopes to make the catch, and he fires it back in. Fletcher returns to first. Garrett drove it the other way, but Lopes was at the other end of it. Two down, the batter Seth Beer. All right, here's Beer. Beer was up against Martinez with two outs in the first inning and two men on. And on an 0-2 pitch, he got hit on the right arm. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. One strike on Beer. Had a big year for Reno last year. He was in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks earlier this year. Recently sent down. In this series, 4 out of 15. Two outs. Here's the pitch. High foul lifted to the left. And that's going to slice back out of play beyond the second deck. 0-2 on Seth Beer. Seth played collegiately at Clemson. First round pick by Houston in 2018. 28th overall pick. Here's the pitch. Line drive foul outside first. He jumped on that fastball at 93 and pulled it foul. 0-2. No score. Bottom of the third. Adrian Martinez now sitting at 53 pitches, 35 strikes. Beer at Clemson was a three-time All-American. He was the first Clemson Tiger to get 16-plus home runs in a season for three or more years. Diamondbacks got him in a trade in 2019 with Corbin Martin, who started last night's game. Throw to first and Fletcher back in. It was Beer, Corbin Martin, pitcher J.B. Bukauskas and Josh Rojas for Zach Greinke. The 0-2. In the dirt to the backstop, and Fletcher races around second base and stops there. Martinez overthrew the breaking ball at 84, down and in, and it got away from Langeliers. That's a wild pitch moving Fletcher to second. The count to Beer, one ball and two strikes. Beer made his big league debut last September. This year with the Diamondbacks, he hit .210 with one home run before being sent down. Nine RBIs. Here's the 1-2. Martinez looks at second and comes home. And Beer hits a high drive in a deep center. Racing back is McKinney on the run. Looking up, and this one is out of here. Beer hits it out. It's 2-0 Reno in the bottom of the third inning. That's Beer's first home run for Reno. Remember, he hit one for the Diamondbacks, but, you know, this is a guy who got all kinds of power. Hit 16 home runs in only 100 games for the Aces last year. Here's Dominic Canzone. He swings, hits a line drive, and it's caught by Matt Davidson, the third baseman, who's playing on the first base side of second because of the shift. So it'll go in the books as an L5, a line drive to third, although, again, Davidson playing to the first base side of the bag. So the bottom of the third is over, but the Aces score first in this game. Two runs, two hits, no errors. And nobody left. And at the end of three, Reno 2, Aviators nothing.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Finley Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Welcome back. We're in the top of the fourth inning now. Reno leading 2-0 on a two-out, two-run home run. Not far from the 424 sign by Seth Beer, the designated hitter today. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball falls in there for a strike from Taylor Widener. This is a bullpen day for Reno. They use Edwin Uceta for two scoreless innings. Widener pitched the third, give up a single of Drew Jackson and nothing else. Shea Langeliers struck out against Uceta in the second. Now facing Widener. Fastball foul back. 0-2. Taylor Widener. One thing Widener tried to do in the last year, get into better shape in the offseason. So he took a job at a golf course. And he said, yeah, he wanted to get in shape by hustling around doing this and that. But he also said, hey, there was free golf involved. Fastball's high, 1-2 at 95 miles an hour. But he used to ride his bike there in the mornings. And despite the early start times, his boss said he was never late to work and just got after it. Pitch is low, 2-2 on Langeliers. His boss said that he remembers the day when Widener learned he had officially been added to the Diamondbacks' 40-man roster, but and a rainstorm that day flooded the course, but he showed up anyway. Here's the 2-2 on the way to Langeliers, and he swings and misses at a fastball. Strike three. Langeliers struck out against Uceta. Now he strikes out against Widener. One out on Austin Allen, who walked his first time up, is coming up again. His boss at the golf course, Ed Figueres, said you never would have guessed that he just signed a big league contract to realize his dreams. Still did his job, came out here in a day when it wouldn't have been a whole lot of fun to go out and work in the rain. But he's an outdoor guy by his own admission. Swing and a miss. Slider. Strike one to Austin Allen, who drew a walk his first time around. Widener, fastball, slider, changeup, his main three pitches. Pitch nearly hits Allen in the foot, but he gets out of the way. One ball and one strike to count. 2-0 Reno. We're in the top of the fourth inning here. They've not only split four games in this series, these two teams, they've split 10 games in 2022. 1-1. Outfield deep and straight away for Austin Allen. And the pitch. Line drive to second, caught by Chani Ortiz. A low 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Allen made decent contact, but he's out. Two outs in the Las Vegas fourth, and the batter is Dermis Garcia. Anyway, let's talk about how he was with the Yankees originally. And he was traded to Arizona. Their pitch. grounded foul outside third by Garcia into the third base dugout. Dermeese walked in the second inning in his first plate appearance of the day against Edwin Uceta. One strike to count. There's a mile-high foul ball near the first base on deck circle. Here comes Canzone, but he's out of room. It lands near the first base dugout, takes a big kangaroo hop, and a fellow in shades and a T-shirt and a ball cap. About 4,000 people here fit that description. The other 4,000 fit other descriptions. But this is the biggest crowd of the year in Reno this year. They had a nice crowd last night with the fireworks night, 6,500. But this crowd would appear to be bigger because not only had most of the seats filled, but standing room, left field foul territory, beyond the left field fence where the railroad tracks are, and in the right field berm if folks are everywhere. Breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. Garcia's out. Widener works a 1-2-3 fourth inning. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning in Reno, and the score. It is Reno 2 and the Aviators nothing.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
All right, welcome back to Reno. You know, friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Reno. Braden Bishop swings at a first pitch fastball, fouls it back, and the ball comes ricocheting back to the first row of seats near the first base on deck circle. Folks weren't ready for that. Luckily, it didn't bonk anybody in the head. One strike to count. Bishop walked and stole second in the second against Martinez, who pitched scoreless ball in the first two innings. Here's the pitch. Change up high, 1-1. But then in the third with one out, an infield hit by Fletcher. And this is just an example of how hustle and speed can help. If Fletcher's thrown out on that ground ball to Machin, and Machin did everything he could do. Just Fletcher just beat it out. That's a 1-2-3 inning if he gets him. Change up, grounded to third, and scooping it on the forehand side is Davidson. He fires a strike over to Dermeese Garcia, and there is one out on the bottom of the fourth inning. Nice play by Davidson. He was nearly caught between hops on that chopper. And the batter, Dominic Maroglio, who lined out to short, cracking his bat in the second inning. Anyway, because of Fletcher's hustle and speed, he got the infield hit. That extended the inning. With two outs, Seth Beer hit the 1-2 pitch over the fence. It's 4-10 to center, 4-24 to right center. The ball went between those two signs. Chopper right to the third base dugout. Strike one. I believe that was manager Gil Velasquez. Personally grabbed that one. 0-1. Awkward start time today, 4:05. First pitch, so the shadows are just now beginning to creep in from behind the backstop. There's a ground ball foul outside third. 0-2 on Dominic Maroglio. But the overwhelming majority of the field is bathed in bright sunshine, light breeze swirling around. Bottom of the fourth, one out, nobody on. a 2-0 lead for the Reno Aces. Maroglio up, Yadiel Rivera on deck. Left-hander throwing in the Reno pen. So Widener looks like he'll be done after two innings. Here's the 0-2 to Maroglio. Fastball just outside at 94. 1-2. That was an interesting deal that got Taylor Widener to the Diamondbacks. The Yankees, Tampa Bay, and the Diamondbacks in February of 2018 swung a three-way deal. Arizona infielder Brandon Drury went to New York. Tampa Bay outfielder Steven Souza Jr. and Widener. There's a fly ball in the shallow center. Racing in is McKinney, and he goes into a slide, and McKinney makes a fine catch in shallow center field. Maroglio a little flare. McKinney got a good jump, and that was a key. The pitch was down around his ankles. He just lifted it out there. It looked like it was going to fall in. McKinney went into a slide. McKinney throws left-handed, so he had to reach down with his gloved hand on the right side and grab that one just before it hit the turf. Nice play. Here's Rivera. Breaking ball outside, ball one. Arizona infielder Brandon Drury went to New York. Tampa outfielder Steven Souza and Widener went to Arizona. The Diamondbacks got sent left-handed pitcher Anthony Banda and a couple of other players to the Rays. And the pitch bounces to the backstop, 2-0. Tampa also got another infielder, Nick Solak. So, every once in a while you see that, three-way deals. Bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Reno. Martinez, 65 pitches now, 42 strikes. Native of Baja, Mexico, last time out, which was 6 days ago at home in Las Vegas. He pitched against Salt Lake, lasted 4 1/3, allowed 4 runs earned on 3 hits. Walked 2, struck out 7. Bounding ball fouled outside third on a low fastball. 2-1 now on Yadiel Rivera. He allowed a home run to Joe Adell. And threw 86 pitches, 50 strikes. Had no decision. Las Vegas ultimately won that game, scoring 12 runs. Here's the 2-1 now to Rivera. He hits a ground ball slowly toward third. Backhanded by Davidson, who fires a chest-high strike over to Dermis Garcia, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning, thanks to a fine sliding catch in shallow center by Vegas center fielder Billy McKinney. Four innings complete. At now, we go to the fifth. Aces 2, Aviators nothing.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low-mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
We now go to the fifth inning here in game five of this six-game set. 2-0 Reno. Again, a bullpen day for the Aces. They used Edwin Uceta, who went 2 scoreless innings, 2 hitless innings, actually. Although he walked 3, he also struck out 3. Taylor Widener is finished. He went 2 innings, allowed no runs on 1 hit. No walks and 4 strikeouts. So now we move along to the fifth inning. I believe this is Tyler Holton. There has been no public address announcement on who the new pitcher is, but I believe this is Tyler Holton, left-hander number 25. Pitches high, ball one. It seems like every team has like a couple of dozen uniforms. They use mix and match. And with these uniforms, unlike the regular Aces uniforms, there's no numeral on the front. Fastball's low, 2-0 to Lopes. So our mystery left-hander has not turned his back, so I can read his number yet. Lopes is 0-1 against the starter Rosetta, flat out to center. Dalton Kelly next, then the leadoff man, Drew Jackson. There's a high foul near the first base dugout, and that's going to fade back out of play. Strike one. The new pitcher is Paul Fry, we are told. 6 feet tall, 205. 29 years old from Pontiac, Michigan. He was Baltimore property last year. Pitched for them at AAA Norfolk and had some time with the Orioles in the big leagues. The 2-1. And Lopes looks at a pitch a tad low. Ball three. This is Fry's first appearance in this series. In fact, it's his first appearance for Reno this year. There's a ground ball in the left field. A base hit for Lopes. Got a 3-1 fastball. Hit a ground ball that got through. Batter Dalton Kelly. Just the second Vegas hit. Top of the fifth. It's a 2-0 lead for Reno. Fry played collegiately at St. Clair County Community College in Michigan. In 2013, he was drafted by the Seattle Mariners in the 17th round. And 4 years later, he was acquired by Baltimore in a trade. The pitch is a strike to Kelly on one, a trade for future considerations. The Diamondbacks just got him 3 days ago in a trade with Baltimore for right-handed pitcher Luis Osorio. Here is the 0-1. Kelly hits a ground ball. Should be a double play. Right at the bag at second. There's an out there. Throw to first. Double play. A shattered bat ground ball. The shortstop Rivera was playing right at the bag. And that was a tailor-made double play ball, if ever there was one. Rivera right there grabbed it. Took two steps to the bag to force out Lopes. And threw to first base to complete the twin killing. A 6-3 double play. Kelly's 0-2. Lopes off the bases. Two outs for Drew Jackson. Anyway, Fry got into 12 games with Baltimore last year to pitch his ball one to Drew Jackson. Allowed 8 earned runs for an ERA of 6. Now, here's Jackson. He has struck out and singled in this game. Pitches inside 2-0. Drew at 258, slowly raising his average. The homers and 8 batted in. He has a steal in this game. 3 steals in the series. 2-0 Reno, top of the fifth. 2 outs, nobody on. Lefty Paul Fry uncoils and throws. Fastball below the knees at 92. It's 3-0 on Drew Jackson, the on-deck hitter. The left-handed swinging Billy McKinney. Fry set with a 3-0. Jackson's taking, and it's low. A 4-pitch walk to Jackson. The fourth walk issued by Reno pitching. And the batter is McKinney, flat out to deep center against the starter Uceta in the first inning and struck out swinging against Taylor Widener in the third inning. Billy, 5 out of 18 in the series. First pitch to McKinney, fastball missing for ball one at 91 miles an hour. Paul Raymond Fry. He'll be 30 in July. And knows the league. He spent some time at Tacoma when it was Seattle property a few years back. 1-0 on McKinney. Jackson off first. The stretch, the pitch. McKinney pulls one on the ground foul toward the first base dugout. It hits the screen and bounces back into fair ground. One ball and one strike to count. 2 runs, 3 hits. No errors for Reno. They've left 3 on base. Las Vegas, no runs, two hits, nowhere, as they left four on base so far. Jackson at first, two down. In the top of inning number five, great crowd here today. The biggest crowd of the year for Reno at Great Nevada Field. Fastball swung on and missed, one and two on Billy McKinney. Fry got into a bunch of games with the Orioles last year, 52, but his ERA was over six. McKinney chases a low breaking ball. He's out on strikes. The ball picked up off the ground by Marolio, and the catcher flips it down to Canzone to complete the strikeout that goes 2-3. So against Paul Fry in the fifth, Las Vegas does not score. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave one on base. And now we're halfway through. After four and a half, Reno 2, the Aviators, nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Now we'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Russ Langer with you at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. A slightly cool, breezy evening. Not the cold we had last night, but not the warmth we had the first 3 days here. Tomorrow should be a very nice day. Well, the 105 matinee to wrap up this series. Adrian Martinez deals a fastball low and inside to the rookie, Channy Ortiz, who struck out. No, he didn't strike out. No, he didn't. He grounded out to the first baseman, Garcia. To end the second inning, through four innings, Martinez now 68 pitches, 44 strikes, giving up two runs earned on three hits. Walking two, hitting a batter, striking out two. There's a strike. 1-1 to Channy Ortiz. And a 1-1. Strike on the inside corner. Good changeup. One ball and two strikes is the count now. And the pitch sails outside at 93 miles an hour. 2-2 on Ortiz. After Ortiz, it is the top of the Reno order. Buddy Kennedy and then Dominic Fletcher. 2-0 Reno, bottom of the fifth. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Ortiz. And a changeup fouled off to the left out of play at 82 miles an hour. Baseball-related birthdays today. Travis Harper, 46 years old. Bryce Florey. Kent Herbeck. Herbeck born in this state in 1960. Here's the 2-2. Foul back. Fastball. Still 2-2. Former Yankee infielder and longtime Atlanta Braves manager Bobby Cox. Two and two. Martinez with Langelier's sign. And the pitch. soft pop fly behind the plate. Langoliers goes back to the backstop, but it's back out of play. There's still two balls and two strikes. Two and two. There's a high fly ball to right field. Lopes moving toward the line, looking up, and he's got it. Bright sunshine reflecting off his shades. A lengthy at-bat, but Ortiz flies out to right. One out. It's five in a row set down by Martinez since the Seth Beer two-run homer in the third. Woodarino leading 2-0 in the fifth and one out. Leadoff man Buddy Kennedy, who's walked and been caught stealing by Langoliers, and grounded out to short coming up now. Here's the pitch. Changeup. That falls in there for a strike at 79 miles an hour. 0-1 on Kennedy. Kennedy's updated average, 274 with three homers and 17 batted and 3 out of 12 in this series. Righty on righty. Changeup. Be checked to swing on the appeal at first. Nope, no swing, indicates Paul Clemens. It is a one ball, one strike count on Kennedy. He's seen two straight changeups here. Dominic Fletcher waits on deck. Martinez bends at the waist, reading Langoliers. Outfield straight away, medium depth. The infield, no shift on. It's just a straight-up conventional alignment. The 1-1. Another changeup. A squibber up along third. It's going to die in the grass for a base hit. Kennedy checked his swing, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than anything else. And that ball just died. That was a check swing bunt, basically. Another changeup. That's a tough pitch. That's Martinez is such a good changeup. But Kennedy got enough of it to hit a little ball that trickled down the third baseline and died on the grass for about a 75-foot check swing single. He's at first base with one out. It's four hits for Reno. And here's Fletcher. Kennedy tried to steal in the first inning, and Langoliers got him. Let's see if he tests him again. First pitch. Ground ball to second. Right there is Jackson. He goes to second for one. Machine to first, and they turn a 4-6-3 double play. The Aviators lead the Pacific Coast League in turning double plays, and that double play finishes the inning. In the Reno fifth inning against Adrian Martinez. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And now at the end of five complete, Reno 2, the Aviators nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, we go to the sixth inning here. Reno won the first two games of the series. Las Vegas won the most recent two games. So everything's even at two games each going into this one. Reno leads 2-0 on a third-inning two-run home run by slugging first baseman Seth Beer. And once again, Reno goes to the bullpen. Righty Humberto Mejia. So Paul Fry goes one inning, gives up no runs on a hit, one walk, one strikeout. And Mejia faces Bimal Machin, who takes a breaking ball for a strike at 76 miles an hour. First pitch curveball, 0-1. Machin has walked and struck out in this game. It's his third plate appearance against his third different pitcher. Starter Uceda went two innings. Taylor Widener went two innings. Fry goes one. Pitches up and away, 1-1 on Machin. After Machin, the cleanup man, Matt Davidson, and then Shea Langeliers. Humberto Mejia. 6'4", 244 pounds, 25 years old from Panama City. A mile-high pop-up on the right side. Canzone, the first baseman, Ortiz, the second baseman, wants it, makes the catch. On the dirt, two steps back from the infield grass. One out for Matt Davidson, who against Uceda fouled out to first, and against Widener popped out to shallow right. Mejia has a record of 1-1 in eight games before today. One of those games earlier in this series, an 8.31 ERA. In 13 innings, he's given up 20 hits, including four homers. There's the reason for the high ERA, three walks and five strikeouts. Davidson lines one to the left for a base hit on a first pitch fastball. So Matt is 1-for-3, and he's got 7 hits in the series against his old team. And Langeliers comes up now, representing the tying run. Game one, actually game two on Wednesday, which was won by Reno 12-4. Tommy Henry, the lefty, started 1-5. Mejia went the next two innings. It was one of his best outings of the year. He retired 6 out of 7, 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit. No walks or strikeouts. Davidson had a hit off him, and Davidson just got another hit off of him. Langeliers chases a breaking ball, strike one. Shea, flat out to center the one time he faced Mejia on Wednesday. He struck out in each of his first two at-bats in this game. 0-for-2, 0-for-13 in the series. The 0-1. Breaking ball outside. Slider at 83. 1-1 on Langeliers. Top of the sixth. A 2-0 lead for Reno. Austin Allen on deck. Mejia. Big righty stretches. Marolio wants the pitch inside. And Langeliers sends a fly ball to right. Medium depth for Garrett, who makes the catch. And there are two outs. Davidson retreats to first. Batter Austin Allen, who's walked and lined out to second. Ted Wiens trivia. In May of 1997, Roger Clemens became the 94th pitcher to win 200 games. He was 34 years old at the time. Ted Wiens trivia. Which team was Roger Clemens with in 97 when he won his 200th career game? Allen hits a ground ball in the right field for a base hit. In to pick it up is Garrett. Davidson goes to second and stops there. Though Allen is now 1-for-2 today with that single and a walk, and that's 4 hits in the series and 11 at bats for him. 2-on, 2-out for Garcia, who has walked and struck out. Garcia faced Mejia once and flat out to center against him on Wednesday. It's another rematch. Davidson's just the third Aviator to get past first base in this game, and the catcher Marolio out there to speak to Mejia. Love the answer to the Ted Wiens trivia question in just a tad here. Plate umpire Jonathan Bioretta slowly walking out to the mound, but now the meeting is over. Garcia walked in the second against Uceda and struck out swinging to end the fourth when he faced Taylor Widener. We're in the top of the sixth, with Reno leading 2-0. Each team has 4 hits. And Mejia is the fourth Reno pitcher. Here's Garcia. Slider outside, backhanded by the catcher, Dominic Marolio, 84-mile-an-hour pitch. Ball one, 1-0. Garcia, 289, 4 homers, including one in this series. 9 batted in. Slider a little high, 2-0. The outfield fairly deep and straight away. The infield again straight up with no shift. Davidson off second. Austin Allen hands on his knees off first. Fastball swung on and missed. Pitch was in the middle of the plate, a little above the belt. Got it past him at 92 miles an hour. 2-1 on Dramis Garcia. Former Yankee farmhand himself. Mejia, a chest-high set, a glance back at Davidson. And the pitch is smacked into left center field. That's going to go all the way to the fence. Bishop goes to chase it. Davidson scores. Allen going to third base. He's being sent in. Here he comes. The relay is off target. And down to third base goes Garcia. And the game is tied at two. Garcia gets his fourth hit and second double of the series. Lining one between Bishop and Fletcher in the left center. The ball went to the fence. A better throw might have had Allen, but it was well to the first base side, and Pleasant bounced away from Aurelio. And so Garcia, who will get credit for a double, takes third on that. Lopes swings and misses at a breaking ball. Just like that, the game is tied at two here in the sixth. Garcia has four hits, one single, two doubles, and a home run in this series. That's a big two-out hit to drive in the tying run. Lopes is one for two today. He swings and misses at a low breaking ball. He's down two strikes now. So if you're scoring, it's a two-run double by Dermis Garcia, his seventh double of the year, RBIs 10 and 11. And he goes to third on the throw home. The 0-2. Lopes swings and misses and strikes out. He got three sliders and down he goes. However, Las Vegas ties it up. Two runs in the top of the sixth on three hits. No errors. One man left. You go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and the game is tied at two.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Steiner's, the Nevada style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Welcome back. All right, a brand new game now. Reno was leading 2-0 to the top of the sixth, but a clutch two-out, two-run double by Aviator first baseman Dermis Garcia has tied it up. So Adrian Martinez is back even. Martinez is making his seventh start. He's never gone past the fifth. They're going to try to get him through the sixth now as Aaron Brown starts to throw, left-hander in the Aviator bullpen. Here is Stone Garrett, and he looks at a strike 0-1. Garrett has single and fly to right. Seth Beer next, and then Dominic Canzone. Through five innings, Martinez has given up two runs earned on four Reno hits. He's walked two, hit a batter, struck out two. Change up, down and away, 1-1. And Martinez now 81 pitches, 54 strikes. Last time out he threw 86 pitches, his high 92 when he pitched in Sacramento on Cinco de Mayo. Fittingly enough, the young man from Mexico. The pitch. There's a bouncer foul to the third base dugout, rattling around there. So fastball and two changeups, and it's 1-2 on Stone Garrett. 319, 10 homers, 36 batted in. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Reno. Martinez okays the sign offered by Langoliers. And the 1-2. Line down the right field line, foul and out of play, 93 miles an hour. 1-2, it remains on Garrett. Ted Wiens trivia. 1997, Roger Clemens won his 200th career game. Which team was he with when he won his 200th career game? Sorry, not the Yankees. It was Toronto. Remember, he spent a little time with Toronto. Broke in with the Red Sox. Here's the 1-2 on the way now. Bounding ball fouled outside third. Another changeup. Garrett fighting it off to hang in there with a one ball, two strike count. Clemens was 34 when he got win number 200. But that was his first year with the Blue Jays. He ended up, at that point, he was 8-0 in May of 97 and ended up winning his fourth Cy Young Award that year. One ball and two strikes to Stone Garrett. Martinez all set to go, and the 1-2 on the way. Fastball, high fly ball to center field. McKinney has it lined up, waiting, and it comes out of the bright blue, and he makes the catch near the right shoulder. One out, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. That's a good sequence. Martinez and Langoliers putting their heads together to figure out how to get Stone Garrett out, which is a full-time job for any battery at this level. Seth Beer coming up. Time call. Martinez is now at 85 pitches. That might be it. Fran Reardon's coming out of the dugout. And with two lefties coming up, Beer and Canzone, I think that's going to be it for Martinez. Yep, out he goes. There's a break in the action here, a pitching change. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Las Vegas and Reno are tied at two. Left-handed reliever Aaron Brown coming in to face Seth Beer when we return right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wiens Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome back. Pitching change is complete, and begging your pardon, it looked like Aaron Brown in the bullpen, but in fact it was Sam Selman. It is Selman coming in to inherit a one-out, nobody-on-base situation facing the tough left-handed hitting Seth Beer. Breaking ball strike on the inside corner at 77 miles an hour, 0-1. Beer has been hit by a pitch, and he provided Reno with their offense with a two-out, two-run home run just to the right of the batter's eye off of Martinez. Selman back with the 0-1. And a pitch outside 1-1. Sam was our guest today on the pregame show. It's his second appearance in the series. Game 3, which was Thursday, 2 days ago, he worked the ninth inning and got the save. Aviators won that game 5-3. Pitch is low, 2-1. Sam, one inning, no runs or hits, a walk and two strikeouts. He did not face Beer. Sam, pitching now into his early 30s. There's a ground ball up the first baseline, and it goes by Garcia down the line. Into the corner. Lopes goes to pick it up, and Beer is into second base standing. A ground ball down the line. Garcia went toward the line. He tried to grab it with a four-handed effort and couldn't get it. He was there. He was standing there with his feet stationary facing foul ground. He tried to side saddle that ball rather than get in front of it. And the ball skipped on by. So Beer is at second. We'll see how they score that. The scoreboard operator is putting a hit up there, and it might be scored a hit. But now with one out, the tie-breaking run is at second, but that's a play that generally is supposed to be made. Here now is Dominic Canzone, grounded out and lined out against Martinez. He looks at a strike from Sam Selman, who's from Austin, Texas. 0-1 is the count. Went to Vanderbilt. Braden Bishop is on deck. 2-2 game, bottom of the sixth. There's a liner in the center. McKinney is there to make the catch, and he gets it back in, and Beer holds it second. Two outs, and here's Bishop. The Beer hits a ground ball down the first baseline that eludes Garcia. Again, looks as if they scored it a double, but Selman, I mean, if you talk to Garcia, he'll probably tell you that he should have had the ball, but Selman has a chance now to pick up his teammate Garcia by getting Braden Bishop out and getting back in the dugout with no damage done here. Bishop against Martinez walked and stole second and then grounded out to third. He's hitting 218. He takes a pitch inside, ball one. 1-0. So Adrian Martinez pitches pretty well. He got no decision today. 5 1/3 innings, 2 runs earned on 4 hits. Walked 2, struck out 2, hit a batter. His command got better as the game went on. Fastball strike on the outside corner at 89 miles an hour, 1-1. Martinez today, 85 pitches, 58 strikes, and he will get no decision on the day. Bishop waiting. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 88 mile an hour pitch veering in on his hands. Selman. In his 10th game, no record, a 1.64 ERA, the 1-2 pitch. In there, strike 3 called. He hit the outside corner with an 87-mile-an-hour cutter. So Sam Selman comes in and freezes Bishop with that one after Canzone flied out, and the inning is over. In the Reno 6th inning, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 man left. We head to the 7th inning. Reno and Las Vegas are tied at 2.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights at Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. Humberto Mejia, second inning of relief work for Reno. Delivers ball one to Dalton Kelly, who has struck out and grounded out in this game. Kelly swings and misses at the slider. 1-1, left-handed hitting Kelly against the righty Mejia, who came in the sixth inning with his team leading 2-0, and he gave up the 2 runs that tied it. Here's the pitch. Kelly takes it outside. A fastball at 91, 2-1. Identical line scores for each of these teams. And it's fitting because they've split 10 games this year. They've split 4 games in the series. So it figures the game is even. Kelly swings and misses at a fastball. 2-2. Each team has 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors here in the 7th inning. Kelly batting 9th. Hitting 172. 3 homers, 16 batted in. Leadoff man Drew Jackson next, and then Billy McKinney here in the 7th. Fastball up and away. 3-2 on Dalton Kelly. 2-2 score in the top of the 7th inning. And that's now a bullpen game for each team. Reno's used Uceta, Widener, Fry, and now Mejia. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Dalton Kelly. High fouled off to left. That was another high fastball, but too close to take with a 3-2 count. 92 miles an hour. Plate umpire Jonathan Biarreta throws a new ball into play. Kelly, 2 out of 12 in the series. Had a game-winning hit 2 nights ago. Here's the 3-2. Up and away, ball 4. It is a decent at-bat by Kelly. First walk allowed by Mejia. Third time in 7 innings, the Aviators have put the leadoff man on. And Kelly's got above-average speed. He had 17 steals last year for Tampa. Only caught 3 times. This year, he has 4 steals and has been caught once. But he's a definite threat. Here's Jackson, who has struck out, singled, and walked. He also has a stolen base. Facing Mejia for the first time. The pitch. He bunts in front of the plate. Mejia off the mound. Bare hands, turns, and throws. And the ball goes into shallow right field. Over to third base goes Kelly. The throw, and he's in there. Now, they're saying that Drew Jackson, I believe they're saying that he's out for running inside the baseline. Mejia picked up the bunt and threw it to first. The ball deflected. It was impossible to see with a naked eye where it deflected, but they're showing me a replay here in the monitor. First baseman Canzone reaching into the pathway of the runner, Jackson, and the ball hit Drew Jackson and rolled beyond first base into shallow right where it was finally picked up. Kelly raced all the way over to third and beat the throw across the diamond. But it looks like the umpires are calling Drew Jackson out from running inside the line. Well, there's a break for Reno. So Drew Jackson laid down a bunt. And at the very worst, if he'd been out at first base in a conventional sense, the tie-breaking run here in the 7th inning, Kelly would have been at second base. But because it was ruled that Jackson ran in fair territory, which is a no-no when you're running from home to first anyway, he's called out. And Kelly has to return to first base because the ball was dead the moment that it hit Drew Jackson. McKinney takes high ball 1. 7th inning, 2-2 tie. I believe Mejia gets an assist on that, and Canzone, the first baseman, gets a put out. Throw to first base, and Kelly gets back in. Kelly at first, 1 out. Top of the 7th inning, McKinney 0 for 3, fly to center, and struck out twice. This is his 4th at bat, facing his 4th different pitcher. The 1-0. It's a bounding ball foul to the first base dugout. 1 ball and 1 strike now. McKinney flied out to center against Uceta, struck out against Widener, and struck out against Fry. Now he's facing Mejia. Billy at 292, a home run, 7 batted in. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Only Buddy Kennedy occupies the left side. 3 Reno aces on the right side. Fastball is outside. Ball 2. 2-1. So on the right of second base, you have the tall shortstop, Yadiel Rivera, about 10 feet to the right of second on the infield dirt, a step in front of the outfield grass. Ortiz swung over to pull, and the first baseman, Canzone, holding on Kelly at first. The stretch and a pitch. Up and away. 3-1 on McKinney, and Vimal Machin waits on deck. 2-2 tie in the top of the 7th inning. Here's the stretch. 3-1 pitch. Line down the right field line. That's a fair ball headed for the corner. Racing over to get it is Stone Garrett. Kelly's being waved in. Here he comes around third base. He's going to score on a double by Billy McKinney. Las Vegas has the lead back 3-2. McKinney dropped the bat head on a pitch that was down and in and roped one just a couple of feet fair into the right field corner. And Kelly in high gear scores from first on a clutch double by Billy McKinney. Vegas has six hits. They lead 3-2. For McKinney, his second double as an Aviator, his eighth RBI, which is pretty good considering the fact this is only his sixth game. And that's a big one. Here's Machin. Walked, struck out, and popped out. Mejia popped him out in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Fastball strike in the outside corner. It is 0-1. Machin's hit safely in five of his last six games coming in. And the pitch fouled away. Strike two. 0-2 on Vimel Machin. If he reaches, Matt Davidson will be next. The stretch by Mejia. The pitch. Up and in with that fastball. Ball one. It's now 1-2. Machin is hitting .410 with runners in scoring position. And he fouls the pitch back 1-2. The only Aviator with a higher average than that, other than McKinney, who's been here for a week, is Nate Mondu. He's at .462 in men in scoring position. Nobody else is close. What an opportunity for Machin. 1-2. McKinney at second and one out. The 1-2 stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball grounded into left field for a base hit. McKinney is around third base. He's going to score. And Machin does it again with runners in scoring position. And Las Vegas now has a 4-2 lead. Machin didn't hit it hard, but because of the shift, there's a titanic hole in the left side of the infield, and he exploited that to perfection. Ground ball, it squirted right through. With a conventional alignment, that's a routine ground ball to short, but it was nobody within 25 feet of that ball. And McKinney, who runs well, scores easily. So the Aviators were down 2-0 in the sixth, got two to tie it. And here in the seventh against Mejia, they've scored twice to break out in front. Here's Matt Davidson. Fastball inside, ball one. Davidson, 1-for-3, fouled out against Uceta, flat out against Widener. And then against this pitcher, Mejia, he singled in the sixth and scored on the game-tying double by Jermis Garcia. The 1-0 to Davidson. Fastball swung on and tipped into the mitt of Marolio. 1-1, 92 miles an hour. In the inning, Kelly walked. Jackson lead on a bunt, but the throw to first by the pitcher Mejia hit Jackson when he was running inside the line for an automatic out. Kelly had a return to first, but then McKinney doubled in Kelly, and Machin single in McKinney. A chopper to short. Rivera has it, goes to second for one. On to first, that's a double play. 6-4-3. The Aviators are finished in the top of the seventh, but they break the tie. Two runs, two hits. No errors, and no one left. Seventh inning stretch here in Reno. In Game 5, the score, Las Vegas 4, Reno 2.
Loveseats, download the app. To download Loveseats 4, all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Loveseats, share the love. Loveseats.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
All right, we'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Aviators have had quite a few come-from-behind wins in close games this year, and they're trying for another one. They were down 2-0 into the sixth, tied it with two in the sixth, put up another deuce in the seventh to lead 4-2. And Sam Selman, who finished the sixth inning for Adrian Martinez, is now the pitcher of record. He got the last two outs of the sixth. Now he's going to work the seven to the bottom three. Dominic Maroglio takes a strike 0-1. Selman's fastball these days 87-89 generally. Maroglio 0-2. Yadiel Rivera on deck. Then the number nine hitter, Chaney Ortiz. Pitches outside 1-1. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Reno. 1-1. Sam Selman, when he was with the Angels, got to play with Mike Trout, and he was there for Shohei Ohtani's rookie year. Pitch up and away, 2-1. And he had a lot of success in the Giants system, too. Sacramento, and then in the big leagues with San Francisco. 2 balls and 1 strike. Nobody on base. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Rolio's lined out to short and looped one into shallow center. The pitch missing, and it's 3-1 now. That was the play in the fourth inning with Adrian Martinez pitching, when Billy McKinney raced in and made a fine sliding catch in shallow center field. Right-hander's up in the Reno pen. All quiet in the Vegas pen. Breeze blowing in from right center. Here's the 3-1 to Maroglio. High foul off to the right. Strike two. 3-2. During the pregame interview today, Sam Selman was telling us that early in his career, he used to overthrow and finally got the message, hey, let's just play pitch and catch. Stay within yourself. Stay around the plate. And he's done well, especially this year. 3-2 pitch is a fastball foul back at a play. Still 3-2. Selman, because of the overabundance of arms in the bullpen, there was an overabundance, but now because of call-ups and injuries, there are fewer arms. Selman has only had one day off since his last outing. There's a breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. Aurelio chased one in the dirt, and Selman gets his second strikeout. One out for Rivera. That shouldn't affect Selman much because he's a veteran. He's used to all kinds of things. But Selman has gone four or five days between most of his outings. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Strike one on Yadiel Rivera, who against Martinez struck out looking and grounded out to third. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading by a score of 4-2. Selman's pitch. Fastball hit into left field, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit in front of Kelly. Rivera gets his third hit of the series, first hit of the day. It's the second hit off Selman, and Reno has a half a dozen hits on the day. One out single brings up the switch-hitting rookie second baseman, Chaney Ortiz. Against Martinez, batting left-handed. He grounded to first and fly to right. Now he's going to bat right-handed against the southpaw, Sam Selman. Sam only threw 18 pitches 2 days ago, so obviously he's good to go. And the pitch. A ground ball to second. Jackson has it. Goes to second. That's one. On to first. That's two. A 4-6-3 double play. The second 4-6-3 double play turned by the Aviators, who, again, lead the league in turning two. In the Aces' seventh inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. We head to the eighth inning. Las Vegas 4, Reno 2.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Russ Langer here in Reno. Las Vegas leading now 4-2. Humberto Mejia is finished for the day after going two innings in relief for Reno. He allowed four runs earned on five hits, a walk and a strikeout. And he's the pitcher of record. He gave up two in the sixth to tie it and two in the seventh. The Aviators took the lead with some clutch hitting. The new pitcher, righty Kevin Ginkle. Fastball is ball one to Shea Langelier. Shea 0-for-3. Struck out twice, flat out to right. Ginkle having a good year for Reno out of the bullpen. He's the fifth pitcher used. We're in the eighth inning. Langeliers, Austin Allen, and Dermis Garcia. Fastball lined to deep left field. It's going to bounce and hit the wall. Chased by Bishop. Langeliers trying for second. Here he comes. The throw is over the head of second baseman Ortiz. Backed up by the first baseman Canzone. Had Bishop made a better throw, he might have had a shot at getting Langeliers at second because he did get to the ball very quickly and played it nicely off the wall. But he airmailed his throw, and first baseman Dominic Canzone was there to back it up. Well, Langeliers gets his first hit of the series, a line drive double to left. Hit the warning track and caromed off the wall. Allen takes outside ball one. For Langeliers, it breaks a 4-for-34 slump, really his first slump of the year. But that was a loud double off of Ginkle right there. Austin Allen has walked, lined out, and singled and scored. 1-for-2. 8 hits now for Las Vegas. The pitch. Slider. Ground ball to second. Right there is Ortiz. He's got it cleanly. Throws out Allen, but it's one of those constructive outs because he moved Langeliers over to third with just one out. The batter's Dermis Garcia. For Langeliers, by the way, that was his sixth double of the year. He's at third with one out, and Garcia will try to pick him up against Kevin Ginkle, G-I-N-K-E-L. Ginkle is 6'4", 235, 28 years old from San Diego, 22nd round pick by the Diamondbacks in the 2016 draft. Fastball foul back, strike one, 0-1. Ginkle is in his 14th game, and he's been the top reliever on the team, 1-0 with a 1.46 ERA. 12 and a third innings, only 6 hits before that double by Langeliers. 4 walks and 23 strikeouts. I mean, he's got basically 2 strikeouts per inning. Breaking ball swung on a miss. It's 0-2. With a runner at third and one out in the eighth inning, when Las Vegas leading 4-2, Reno has the infield in. Canzone and Ortiz on the right side, Rivera and Kennedy on the left side. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Slider swung on and tipped into the mid of Morolio. Strike three. Big out. So Langeliers, who was at second with nobody out, is now at third with two outs. Garcia is now 1-for-3. He did have the two-run double in the sixth that tied the game. Now here's Lopes. Fly to center, singled and struck out. Ginkle played collegiately at the University of Arizona for the Wildcats in Tucson. Breaking ball, strike on one. Last year, he was in the Diamondbacks bullpen basically the whole year. Got him to 32 games with Arizona. 28 and a third innings and struck out 31 big league hitters. There's a pop-up. Second baseman Ortiz, a few steps out on the outfield grass. He'll make the one-handed catch to retire Lopes, who's now 1-for-4. So Ginkle works around the leadoff double by Langeliers. In the Las Vegas eighth, no runs. One hit, no errors, and a man left. To the bottom of the eighth inning, Las Vegas 4, Reno 2.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My Rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Welcome back, friends. We're in Reno. And we reached the bottom of the eighth inning. The biggest crowd of the year here at Greater Nevada Field. This is the 41st game of the year for each of these teams. Las Vegas leading 4-2. Sam Selman is free to go shower. He went an inning and two-thirds, no runs, two hits, no walks, two strikeouts, and is in line for the win. Domingo Tapia, the pitch of the eighth inning, fastball inside, ball one. Leadoff man Buddy Kennedy, who today has walked and been caught stealing, grounded a short, had a check swing infield single in the fifth inning, and was erased in the subsequent double play ground ball hit by Dominic Fletcher. Fastball grounded in left field for a base hit. A classic seeing eye single. The ball was not hit hard. Davidson went diving to his left. Machine went diving to his right. Both men ended up on their bellies on the ground. And that's it. I mean, that's a seeing eye single. Kennedy now 2-for-3. Fletcher 1-for-3 stands in. Fastball foul back at 95 miles an hour. Strike one. Martinez, Selman, and now Tapia. That's the seventh hit for Reno. The 0-1. Fastball foul back out of play. He was late on that one, was Fletcher, 0-2. Fletcher, left-handed batter, up from the lower minors. His third AAA game. He took a call third strike against Adrian Martinez in the first. Reached on an infield hit and scored in the Seth Beer homer in the third and rolled into the inning ending. 4-6-3 double play in the fifth. Foul back again. Slider at 87. 0-2. Domingo Tapia. A lot of time in the Kansas City organization. Big man, 6'3", 263, 30 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Fastball low and inside. That was 98, according to the gun. 1-2 the count. I don't think any Vegas pitcher has done that this year, hit 98 on the gun. Last year, out of the Royals' bullpen in the big leagues, Tapia 4-1 with a 2.84 ERA in 32 games. Pitch bounces to the backstop, and so Kennedy goes to second base on a wild pitch. That one was 97, but it bounced and got away from Langeliers. So there goes the double play. Kennedy at second now on the wild pitch with nobody out. Langeliers goes out to visit with Domingo Tapia now. This is Tapia's second appearance in the series. He appeared just yesterday and worked a hitless inning. Very rare for any reliever on the Aviators to pitch back-to-back days. Tapia only threw 11 pitches, though, going a hitless inning in the third. So Domingo, who's in his seventh game, no record, a 1.42 ERA, stretches, and the 2-2. Just outside with that fastball at 95. 3-2 on Fletcher. Stone Garrett on deck. Shadows have crept up covering home plate, but not the mound. So the hitter's in shadow looking at the pitcher bathed in bright sunshine. Tapia's 3-2 pitch. Popped up into shallow left. Davidson going out. Kelly coming in, and the ball falls in again. And runners are at the corners and nobody out. Throughout the series, the Aviators, for one reason or another, have had all kinds of trouble with shallow pop-ups. That was a tough play for all three men involved, in fairness. But it was in the air for a fairly significant amount of time. Kelly came in. Machin broke from shortstop. Davidson tried to get out there, and the ball fell in right between him in the Bermuda Triangle. Now the crowd is buzzing because although Reno is losing 4-2 here, because of the ground ball that got through and the pop-up that fell in, runners are at the corners with nobody out, and one of the top sluggers in the league is up, Stone Garrett. The pitch, breaking ball, strike on the outside corner, slider at 84, 0-1. Garrett has singled, flat out, and flat out again. All three at-bats against Martinez. He did not face Sam Selman. Kennedy at third, Fletcher at first. Infield, a double play depth. The 0-1 to Garrett. Fastball, broken back, ground ball to first. And it's taken by Garcia, who shovels it to Tapia, covering for out number one. On the play, Kennedy scores, and Fletcher advances to second. And the Las Vegas lead is now 4-3 with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Boy, Tapia really got in on his kitchen. He threw a mid-90s fastball right on Garrett's thumbs, and an ordinary mortal would have either missed that pitch or fouled it off. Garrett muscled it a little bit on the right side of the infield. Didn't hit it hard, but getting that ball into fair territory took well above average strength. And it's a well-earned RBI for Garrett. Here is Seth Beer. Fastball outside, ball one at 95, 1-0. So nothing hit hard in the inning, but a run is in, and the tying run is at second base with one out. Beer hit by a pitch, homered, and doubled against Selman. He's not been retired yet. Slider down and in, 2-0. The crack bat, dribbler by Garrett, it's a 3-1 putout. Scoring Kennedy, moving Fletcher to second. 2-0. Tapia delivers. Fastball foul back. He challenged him at 97 in the middle of the plate. It's 2-1 now. Last night's game, Adam Oller went five, relieved by Brian Howard, an inning in two-thirds. Tapia came in and got Fletcher to ground out to finish the seventh. And worked a scoreless eighth. He got Beer, who's up now to hit into a double play. Grounding one to first. The pitch. Fastball foul back out of play at 96. 2-2. Never easy to hit pitches like that, but especially if you're the hitter standing in the shadows and the pitcher's out there in sunshine. 2-2 on Seth Beer. Las Vegas 4, Reno 3. Each team with 8 hits. We're in the bottom of the 8th with 1 out. Fletcher, good speed at second. The look by Tapia, and he delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike 3. You talk about power against power. Tapia reached back, and he threw a pellet at 97 miles an hour above the belt, and Beer could not catch up to it. Big clutch strikeout for Domingo Tapia. The first time they've retired Beer today. That was a biggie. Here is Canzone. Grounded out, lined out, and against Selman, flied out. Fletcher at second, two down. Tapia deals. Line drive into right center for a base hit. Fletcher scores, and the game is tied at 4 in the bottom of the 8th inning. On the one hand, Reno was very fortunate that Kennedy's ground ball did not result in an out. A seeing eye roller through the left side. They're even more fortunate that Fletcher's pop-up fell in. And despite all of that, Tapia one out away from getting out of the inning, and Canzone ready for a first-pitch fastball. Singles in the tying run. Fastball is low to Braden Bishop, ball one. Bishop has walked, grounded out, and struck out. We are even at 4 now. Canzone has above average speed. He has a stolen base in the series. Here's the stretch by Tapia, the 1-0. High foul off to the right out of play. 1-1 the count on Braden Bishop. It really looked as if when Tapia struck out Beer, he could get out of the inning. But the first pitch fastball, Canzone obviously looking for a fastball. He hit it hard and drove it in. Fastball strike at the knees at 96. Bishop up with a 1-2 count now. It's a little roller by Kennedy that got through. The pop-up by Fletcher that fell in. The crack bat roller by Garrett after the wild pitch that scored Kennedy. Beer struck out in Canzone. Single in the time run. The runner goes. Pitches a breaking ball high. Sliding into second without a throw is Canzone, who steals without a throw. Canzone had a running jump on Tapia, who was not watching him. And it's interesting that he wasn't watching him, because that's the tie-breaking run. Still, he can get out of the inning if he can get Bishop, who is hitting 216 with one homer. 2-2 to count. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball driven to right center, racing over and making the catch on the run is Christian Lopes. Whoa, what a play by Lopes. It looked like trouble off the bat. And Lopes had to go darting to his right toward the alleyway in right center field. And on the dead run, reached up over his head and caught that one. However, Reno ties it up. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 1 left. We go to the 9th inning and we're tied at 4.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again.
Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So, who's really winning?
And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Welcome back. A brand new game again. What a game. A series of deuces. Reno 2 in the third, 2 in the eighth. Las Vegas 2 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh. 4-4 tie. Strike one to Dalton Kelly from Kevin Ginkle, who worked the eighth inning. Aviators can look back at some regret now that the game is tied, because in the eighth, Langoliers doubled off Ginkle to lead the inning off, and they left him at third base. Kelly hits a base hit to left field. Good pitch toward the outside, and Kelly went right with it with a good piece of hitting. Bishop gets it back in. Once again, the teams have identical line scores after that hit by Kelly, who's now 1-for-3 today. It's his third hit in the series. Each team now, 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Las Vegas has left 7 on base. Reno's left 5. Ginkle's second inning of work. That's the second hit he's given up. Here's Jackson, who might be bunting here. The stretch. And the pitch. He swings away and hits a double play ball to short. Rivera fires to first. Double play. Whoa, baby. If you believe in momentum, and some do and some don't, and there are reasons to believe in it, and there are reasons to not believe in it, because it, even if you have momentum, it can change in a flash. But if you believe in it, Reno's got it now. They were pretty fortunate to scratch for those 2 runs in the eighth. And now, here's Billy McKinney with 2 outs. And he takes a breaking ball, low ball one. When Kelly led off the seventh with a walk, Jackson laid a bunt down. And so it figured he might lay a bunt down now in a tie game in the top of the ninth inning. But not a hit and run or anything, or they just decided to let Jackson swing away, and he bounced into a 6-3 double play. Pitches outside. 2-0 on McKinney. McKinney is flat out, struck out, and doubled in a run and scored in the 2-run seventh inning. Ginkle's 2-0 pitch. Fastball outside. Ball 3. Reno with Vimal Machin on deck. It is Aaron Brown for 100%. Throwing in the bullpen now for Las Vegas. The 3-0, up and away, ball 4. A 4-pitch walk to McKinney. He's aboard with 2 outs in the top of the ninth, with the game tied at 4. And the batter's Machin, who's walked, struck out, popped up, and singled in a run. Game 2, which was Wednesday night, was the other game in this series that Ginkle pitched. That was a game that Reno won 12-4. He worked the ninth inning, struck out Vince Fernandez, who's not in the game, got Jackson to foul out, and got McKinney to ground out. Now he's facing Machin. Slider bends in there for a strike at 86 miles an hour, 0-1. Vimal, 288, 2 homers, 24 batted in. Wind blowing in now from center field. McKinney is short lead at first, held on by Canzone, and the 0-1 pitch to Vimal Machin. Fastball is outside at 96. Ball 1. 1-1. Nobody throwing in the Reno pen. They want Ginkle to finish this inning. He's been their top reliever all year. The other, probably the number 2 reliever for Reno, is the guy who started this game, Edwin Ucetta. Here's a 1-1 to Machin. It's a high fly ball to deep right center, but Garrett backing up, waiting. He's got it. Vimal just missed that off-speed pitch in the middle of the plate. And he's looking up at the sky as if to say, oh, man, I'd like to have that pitch back. In the ninth inning for Las Vegas, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 man left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the game is tied at 4.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite.
Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
At visitmesquite.com.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, friends, get your tickets while they're hot. Nitro Circus is bringing their all-new tour to Las Vegas Ballpark on July 4th, and you're not going to want to miss it. Tickets for the craziest show on earth are now on sale. Nitro Circus, bringing the good, bad, and the rad to Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July. This summer, visit the LVBallpark.com, LVBallpark.com. Purchase tickets. What a game. Another good game. Aviators have had so many nail-biters this year, and it's fitting in a way against Reno. The two teams have split 10 games. Entering today, they've split four in the series, and it's tied in the bottom of the ninth. Aaron Brown comes in. First pitch, fly ball to center. McKinney jogs a little bit to right center field and makes the catch. First pitch, fastball to Dominic Marolio. One out, Marolio now for four in the batter, Yadiel Rivera. So Domingo Tapia, one inning, allows two runs earned on three hits. No walks and a strikeout. Martinez, Selman, Tapia, and now Aaron Brown, who's in his 14th game, his second of the series. 1-1 with a 5.06 ERA and one save. Fastball's high ball one. Aaron, 29 years old, from Southern California, West Hills, and spends time there and in the Encino area in the offseason. Former Phillies farmhand. There's a high foul outside first. Garcia hustling over, but he's out of room. One ball and one strike on Rivera, who against Martinez struck out and grounded out, and against Selman singled and was erased in the double play ground ball by Ortiz. Brown pitched in relief on Wednesday night, so he's had a few days off. As the game that Reno won 12-4, Colin Wiles started, had the lead into the sixth inning. Pitch is high, 2-1. But a disastrous sixth inning. But the Aviators are ahead 4-2, and Reno scored seven runs to pull away and take the game right out of their hands. Here's the 2-1 on the way. Fastball foul back. 2-2 on Rivera. Brown came in, immediately gave up a home run to Canzone, got Juan Graterol to ground out, and then gave up a home run to Rivera, who's up now. So now the rematch. Got Camden Dusenak to pop out and finish the inning. Then he worked a scoreless seventh inning. And Grant Holmes came in after that. Brown with a 2-2 pitch on the way. Slider swung on and tipped into Langelier's mitt, strike three. So Brown gets a measure of revenge against Rivera, who took him deep on Wednesday. And Brown strikes him out here. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the batter's Chaney Ortiz. Ortiz against Adrian Martinez, grounded out and flied out, and against Selman, rolled into an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Here's the pitch. Fastball lined to third, caught by Davidson. In a tie game in the bottom of the ninth inning, they have Davidson playing toward the line, and it paid off. If he's playing in the regular spot, that's a double down the line. But because he's there, he catches that line drive by Ortiz, and the inning is over. One, two, three, go the Aces. We go to the 10th inning in Reno, tied at four.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low-mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, we go to the 10th inning. That's a phrase we haven't used before because the Aviators have not played an extra inning game in their first 40 games. But in game 41, here they are. Kevin Ginkle went two innings, no runs, two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. It's been Uceta, Widener, Fry, Mejia, and Ginkle for Reno. Now they bring in their other really good left-handed reliever, Miguel Aguilar, making his second appearance in the series. Young man from Mexico, from Ciudad Obregón. Top of the 10th, he's going to face Matt Davidson, who's 1-for-4. Pitch is low, ball one. Again, in the pace of play rules, the player made the last out of, in this case, the ninth inning, and that's Machin, starts at second base. Shea Langelier's on deck. The lefty Aguilar looks at Machin, comes home, and it's a big rip and a miss at a high fastball. That was not a strike. Davidson, though, seeing an opportunity to drive the ball, took a big cut at that 90-mile-an-hour pitch and missed it. One ball and one strike to count. Matt Davidson. Aguilar, 5'8", 194, 30 years old. Sliders inside at 84, 2-1. Pitched for Reno last year. So the Aviators' first extra inning game of the year. Machin off second, nobody out. 10th inning, 4-4 tie, the pitch. And that fastball's foul back. Two balls and one strike is the count. Aviators are 7-5 in games decided by one run. And Aguilar, again, working for the second time in the series. He has no record of 3.77 ERA in 14 games. 3-for-3 in save opportunities. 14 in the third innings, 14 hits, giving up one homer. He's walked six, he has struck out nine. Machin off second, nobody out, top of the 10th. Here's the pitch. Davidson takes an off-speed pitch up and away, a changeup at 79, 3-2. Aguilar is the sixth pitcher for Reno. And again, no one relishes an extra inning game, but especially when you have a bullpen day going. Six relievers have been used by Reno. Here's the 3-2 to Davidson. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a high fastball. One out. And the batter is Shea Langeliers. Shea started quietly, struck out, and flied out. Then he lined one to deep left for a double off Ginkle leading off the eighth, but the Aviators could not cash him in. Machin at second with one out. Langeliers hits a foul ball in the air to the right. It's going to slice back out of play. Slider at 83. Strike one, 0-1. Aguilar pitched in Game 3, the game that the Aviators won 5-3 on Thursday. So he's had a day off. There's a foul ball back out of play. 0-2 on Shea Langelaers. That's the game that Dre Jamison started and was beaten by Jared Koenig. Selman got the save. Aguilar worked an inning and a third in relief at Jamison. Walked Drew Jackson, got McKinney to foul out, and got Langelaers, Davidson, and Machine in the next inning, then came out of the game. Slider low. So want to appeal and check swing. No swing, says Paul Clemens. So Langelaers has seen three straight sliders. When he faced Aguilar two nights ago, he popped out. 4-4 tie, top of the 10th inning here in Reno. The biggest crowd of the year at Greater Nevada Field, and they've seen another nail-biter. Here's the 1-2 to Langelaers. Fastball foul back. So after three sliders, you got a fastball, and he fought it off. This is also the first extra-inning game of the year for Reno. So each of these two teams, brand-new territory as far as 2022 is concerned. First extra-inning game for each team. Langelaers takes a 1-2 slider down and in. 2-2. Austin Allen is on deck. Because it's a bullpen day for Reno and because Adrian Martinez worked into the sixth inning for Las Vegas, the Aviators have more available arms than Reno does, depending on how deep the game goes. The 2-2 to Langelaers. Rip foul outside there. Look out for that rocket over there. Whoa. That ball just went over the screen. And it went into the stands in a big hurry, and it looks like everybody's okay, thankfully. Four runs, nine hits, and no errors for each team. We're in the top of the 10th. Machine off second. Only first baseman Canzone occupies the right side of the infield for the right-handed hitting Langelaers. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Strike three. He got Davidson with a fastball. He gets Langelaers with a slider. Machine at second with two outs. And the batter is Austin Allen, who had three hits, including a home run yesterday, to lead the Aviators to the win. Today, he has walked, lined out, singled and scored and grounded out. Machine off second. Slider low. Ball one, it's 1-0. Aguilar did not face Allen when he pitched two nights ago. He stretches, looks at Machine, and comes home with a 1-0. Allen takes a breaking ball low, 2-0. You would figure that this is the guy Aguilar wants because on deck you have the right-handed hitting Dramis Garcia. We'll see. Machine leads off second. The shortstop Rivera behind him to try to take a step away from him, the 2-0. Allen takes it outside. 3-0 on Austin Allen, who backs out. Has a look down at Fran Reardon. Shadows have now covered the plate and the mound and the left side of the infield. 3-0. Now the look. Aguilar's 3-0. Breaking ball in for a strike. He threw him a 3-0 breaking ball. That's a measure of respect right there for Austin Allen. He was hitting .258 with a home run, which he hit last night. Six batted in. 4-4 tie, top of the 10th. Machine off second, two down. The 3-1. Allen swings and misses. That was a breaking ball in on his fists. It might not have been a strike, but Austin trying to be aggressive on a 3-1 count. And the count is now full. Aguilar with a sign from Marolio. Looks at Machine off second to 3-2. Fastball is high, ball four. Allen draws a walk. Runners at first and second with two outs. And the batter's Dermis Garcia. Garcia has walked, struck out, had a clutch, two out, two run double that tied the game in the sixth, and struck out against Ginkle in the eighth. He's 1-for-3 in this game. He's 4-for-20 in the series. Pitching coach Doug Drabeck calls time and goes out to visit with Aguilar. The conversation with nobody throwing in the Reno pen cannot be about anything other than one thing, how to pitch to Garcia. And that's what the conversation is. Drabeck has his arm around the back of the catcher, Marolio, as he's talking to both men. When Aguilar pitched two nights ago, He did not face Garcia, so the two men facing off for the first time in this series. Machin at second, Allen at first, two outs, top of the 10th. When Reno bats in the bottom of the 10th, Ortiz will be the runner at second. It'll be the top of the order. Kennedy, Fletcher, and Garrett. There's a righty throwing in the Vegas pen. Here's Garcia. Breaking ball, high ball one. Outfield straight away. They're not as deep as they normally are for Garcia because on a base hit, they want a chance to throw out Machin with two outs. He's at second. Allen at first. Garcia waits on the 1-0. The pitch. A dunker into shallow right center. Coming in is Garrett. He's got it, and the inning is over. For two of the last three innings, the Aviators have had a runner at second and nobody out, and they're not able to score. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two men left. We go to the bottom of the 10th inning, tied at four.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing. Really.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Aviators are tied with Reno 4-4. The Aviators had a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the 8th, and the Aces, a couple of scratch hits. Nothing hit well, but they got a couple of breaks. A pop-up fell in, and a bleeding ground ball got through the left side. And give Reno credit. They took advantage, and they tied it. They've also done some clutch pitching. So the Aviators have had a lot of men on, but they've left 10 men on base. Bottom of the 10th. Aaron Brown worked a quick 1-2-3 ninth, so he's on there for the ninth inning. For the bottom of the 10th, I should say. Four runs, nine hits, no errors for each team. So the runner at second base opening up the bottom of the 10th for Reno is Channy Ortiz, who made the last out of the ninth. Buddy Kennedy leads off. Fastball in there for a strike from Brown at 93 miles an hour, 0-1. Kennedy walked and was caught stealing in the first, facing Adrian Martinez, grounded out, had an infield single, and had that ground ball single that trickled right between Davidson and Machin against Tapia, and then ended up scoring on the ground up by Garrett. The 0-1. Fastball. A strike belt high right down the middle, and it's 0-2. Kennedy and Brown did not face each other when Aaron pitched a few days ago. Ortiz at second, nobody out, bottom of the 10th. 0-2 stretch. Langoliers sets up on the inside, and the fastball's high. One ball and two strikes on Kennedy. He's hitting .286 with three homers and 17 driven in. Breeze blowing in from left center field. Ortiz, the potential game-winning run at second base. Nobody out, bottom of the 10th. Brown with a sign from Langoliers. Ready with a 1-2 pitch to Kennedy on the way. Fastball, foul back. Pitch had some cut on it, and he fought it off. It's still a ball and two strikes on Buddy Kennedy, who's five hits in the series, including the two scratch hits today. On deck, the left-handed hitting Dominic Fletcher. Righty's up in the Reno pen. No action in the Vegas pen. They want Brown to finish this inning. 1-2. Aaron stretches and his pitch. Slider fouled high in the air to the right, back out of play. 86 miles an hour. Brown has struggled against Reno this year in three prior outings, a total of 3 1/3 innings, giving up 6 earned runs. But he pitched a 1-2-3 ninth, and here we are in the 10th. The 1-2 again to Kennedy. Aaron Brown throws. The one hopper to short, flagged by Machin, who throws to first and gets him. Good play by Machin and a hard one hopper to his right. He made a strong throw over to Garcia, and with the play in front of him, Ortiz holds at second. One out. Batters Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher against Martinez struck out, had an infield hit and scored on Beer's homer. Hit into a double play. And then against Tapia, he hit the pop-up that fell into shallow left between Davidson, Machin, and Kelly. 4-4 tie, bottom of the 10th. One out. Fletcher waiting in the pitch. A ground ball to short. Charged by Machin. Picks it up and throws to first in time. That ball was hit slowly. And because it was hit slowly, Ortiz took off on contact, and he's at third base. Two down. So Brown needs one out to send the game into the 11th inning. Standing in his way, Stone Garrett, league leader in RBIs. He has single, flat out, and grounded out to drive in a run against Tapia last time up. Question is, are they going to pitch to him? No, they're not going to. Doesn't make much sense to pitch to him now. Winning run at third base and two bases open. But they walk him intentionally, and the crowd responding, as you might imagine. Intentional walk to Garrett. Aviators had very few intentional walks this year, but there's one of them. And it brings up the left-handed hitting Seth Beer. Been hit by a pitch, homer, doubled, and then Tapia struck him out at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball last time up. Now they're going to walk Seth Beer also. That's very interesting that they would walk Beer back-to-back intentional walks. The reason they're doing that is because the next batter, Dominic Canzone, is also a left-handed batter. He is grounded out, lined out, flied out, and singled in a run. He had a first-pitch fastball from Tapia and singled in the tying run in the eighth. So back-to-back intentional walks. It does set up a force at any base. And it's interesting because Canzone homered off Brown a couple of nights ago. Now the rematch. Fastball, bounding ball towards second base. It's grabbed there. The throw to first is off target. And in to score is Ortiz. And Reno wins the game. A slow bounding ball and a tough play. And the Aviators not able to make the play. And Reno walks off in the bottom of the 10th inning on what I think is going to be scored an infield hit, but I'm not sure. A little chopper. Because of the shift, the infielders were not in the regular alignment. And Machin grabbed it, tried to make the play, threw wide of first base. An on-target throw might have had him, but it would have been close. Reno wins the game 5-4. I'll be back with the totals after this.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks, Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
All right, this giant crowd filing out now, and they certainly got their money's worth, no question about it. Seesaw game. Reno ends up winning in the bottom of the 10th inning in the first extra inning game for both of these teams. And they finally pull it out in the bottom of the 10th inning with two outs. For Reno to win, that's five runs on nine hits and no errors. Seven men left on base. Reno's now 21-20 and 3-2 against the Aviators in this series. Las Vegas is now 22-19. And by the way, they are now 7-6 in one-run games. Aviators get four runs on nine hits and one error. And for the Aviators in this game, they leave 10 men on base for the second consecutive game. Winning pitcher Miguel Aguilar is now 1-0. The loss to Aaron Brown, a tough luck loss for Brown. He's 1-2. And Seth Beer hit the only home run of the game, his first of the year since coming down from the parent Diamondbacks. As far as the other particulars in this contest, 2 hours and 50 minutes, the time of game, and a big crowd here, 7,605, the paid attendance, the biggest crowd of the year here in Reno. On the Hash House A Go-Go postgame show, we're going to recap this one, and we'll get you updated on the Pacific Coast League and Major League scores coming up after this.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least six per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
Say bye-bye, so long, and adios to aches and pains with the new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Only Tempur-Pedic has the incredibly adaptive material to give you the support no other mattress can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge Memorial Day sale, save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic sleep system and get up to a $300 gift when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. We have quick delivery and 72 months no-interest financing. Kiss those aches and pains goodbye at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
And the pitch is smacked into left center field. That's going to go all the way to the fence. Bishop goes to chase it. Davidson scores. Allen going to third base. He's being sent in. Here he comes. The relay is off target. And down to third base goes Garcia. And the game is tied at two. And welcome to the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. A tough loss for the Aviators today, as they now will need to win tomorrow. But remember, the Aviators have not lost a series this year. They need to win that 105 game tomorrow to earn a split here, which is what they did against Reno when the season began at Las Vegas Ballpark beginning April 5th. That six-gamer ended in a split when Vegas was down 3-2 going into that last game on that Sunday when Luis Barrera, now in the big leagues, settled it with a walk-off home run to get a split for Las Vegas. And this was one of those tight seesaw games. By the way, if you're scoring with us, we have the official word from the scorekeeper. That last at bat in the bottom of the 10th inning when Dominic Canzone hit the chopper near second base, Machin grabbed it and threw off target. They decided to give Machin a throwing error on that, if just in case you're scoring along, so that the winning run is an unearned run for Aaron Brown, but it's a run nonetheless. So this game was scoreless till the bottom of the third when Seth Beer hit a two-out, two-run home run off Adrian Martinez. It really was the only mistake Martinez made. He was a little wobbly with his control, walking two men and hitting a batter in the first two innings, but then he settled in pretty well after that. The Aviators were down 2-0 till they tied it in the sixth. That double by Garcia you just heard coming out of that commercial break scored Davidson and Allen and tied it against reliever Humberto Mejia. And then in the seventh inning, Las Vegas took the lead. Dalton Kelly walked, and with one out, Billy McKinney doubled him in. Machin singled in McKinney, and then that was it. Las Vegas in the seventh inning stretch led 4-2. They led 4-2 going into the bottom of the eighth inning, and that's when the momentum started to swing toward Reno. They had lady luck on their side when Buddy Kennedy's routine ground ball happened to sneak to the left side as Matt Davidson went diving to his left. Shortstop Vimel Machin went diving to his right, and the ball barely eluded both men for a base hit. Then Fletcher hit a pop-up into shallow left, and once again, the Aviators, without Nick Allen, compromise on those pop-ups in the left side in the shallow part of the outfield. The ball plopped in front of Dalton Kelly, behind Davidson and Machin, and it was a single, putting runners at the corners. Stone Garrett's soft ground ball, the first, scored Kennedy and moved Fletcher to second, and that made it 4-3 Aviators. And then Tapia struck out Seth Beer, but Dominic Canzone, that was a really clutch hit. The Aviators were four outs away from winning when Canzone jumped on a first-pitch fastball, singled in Fletcher to tie the game, and sent this crowd into a frenzy. Las Vegas, though, can only look back in regret. They left Drew Jackson at second base in the third. They hit into two double plays. They left Garcia at third in the sixth. And they had a leadoff double by Langoliers in the eighth and didn't score. And, of course, in the 10th inning, because of the pace of play rules, they had Machin at second base and nobody out, and also did not score. So one of the reasons that the Aces won, they squandered some chances too, but they took advantage of more of them, and they also had some breaks on some not very well hit balls that ended up not being fielded. Finally, in the 10th inning, the runner at second base to begin the bottom of the 10th was Channy Ortiz by virtue of the fact that he made the last out of the night. But Brown was throwing some quality pitches, got Kennedy and Fletcher to ground out, and then with two outs and Ortiz at third base, the Aviators employed the very unusual strategy of intentionally walking back-to-back hitters, Garrett and then Seth Beer, to load him up for Canzone, who had homered against Brown a couple of nights ago. This time, Brown threw a good low fastball, and Canzone hit a chopper just to the third base side of second near the second base bag. Because of the shift, Machin had to go all the way to his right to grab it and then threw to first base. But a good throw would have had Canzone, even though it was not an easy play, and Canzone does run well. But the throw pulled Garcia off the bag, and Canzone hustled by, and Ortiz scored, and that's how the ball game ended, on a throwing error. Aces win it 5-4. After this break, I'll come back with a boatload of scores next, right after this.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least 6 per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly. Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
Say bye-bye, so long, and adios to aches and pains with a new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Only Tempur-Pedic has the incredibly adaptive material to give you the support no other mattress can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge Memorial Day sale, save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic sleep system and get up to a $300 gift when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. We have quick delivery and 72 months no-interest financing. Kiss those aches and pains goodbye at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
3-1 pitch, line down the right field line. That's a fair ball headed for the corner. Racing over to get it is Stone Garrett. Kelly's being waved in. Here he comes around third base. He's going to score on a double by Billy McKinney. Las Vegas has the lead back 3-2. All right, welcome back. We got some scores in the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. Elsewhere in the Pacific Coast League, the Oklahoma City Dodgers defeated Sugarland in the fifth game in that series. The final was 3-2, and they're in the third inning in Sacramento. Tacoma leading the Rivercats 2-0. Seventh inning in Salt Lake, Albuquerque 3 and Salt Lake nothing. And they're in the bottom of the ninth now in Round Rock. El Paso leading the Round Rock Express at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock by a score of 4-3. In the major leagues, they're in the bottom of the fifth in Denver. The Rockies lead the Mets 4-2. That's the second of two. We'll tell you about the other game in a moment. Ninth inning, Milwaukee 5, Washington 1. Fourth inning, Oakland and the Angels, no score. Earlier, the Yankees held on and beat the White Sox in New York. That was a 7-5 final. In 10 innings, the Diamondbacks beat the Cubs at Wrigley 7-6. Toronto, playing at home, defeated the Reds 3-1. First game of that doubleheader at Coors Field, the Mets won it 5-1. And so San Diego beat the Giants 2-1. It was the Red Sox at Fenway defeating Seattle 6-5. The Dodgers won again. They beat the Phillies 7-4. And it was the Braves over the Marlins 4-3. St. Louis topped the Pirates 5-4. Tampa was a 6-1 winner in Baltimore. Houston, playing at home, defeated the visiting Texas Rangers 2-1. Justin Verlander now 6-1 with a 1.22 ERA. Minnesota defeated Kansas City 9-2. Detroit at Cleveland was rained out. They'll try to make that up in the middle of July next time the Tigers are in Cleveland. I'll be back with a final word from Reno next, right after this.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine. Wicked fast approval, super fast approval. The Loan Approval Machine will process your entire loan in minutes, then instantly fund your account. Experience the future of short-term lending at don'tbebroke.com.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Breaking ball grounded into left field for a base hit. McKinney is around third base. He's going to score. And Machin does it again with runners in scoring position. And Las Vegas now has a 4-2 lead. It looked good at that point for the Aviators, but they could not hang on as the Aces got two in the eighth to tie. And finally, in the bottom of the 10th inning, the first extra inning game for each of these teams. And the Aces win it on a throwing error, charged to Vimel Machin with a two-out ground ball with the bases loaded against Aaron Brown, scoring the rookie Chandy Ortiz with a game winner. And the Aces win it 5-4. So, again, the Aviators will try for a split tomorrow. It should be a beautiful day here in Reno. 105 first pitch. And the pregame here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, promptly at 12:50. Righty Parker Dunshee, who was hit hard his first start of this series on Tuesday, will try for some payback. He's 1-3. And left-hander Tyler Gilbert, who threw a no-hitter for the Diamondbacks earlier, he is 1-1. Since being sent down by Arizona to their AAA team here in Reno. And that'll wrap things up for the six-game series here, then a day off on Monday. And the Aviators' road trip continues to Tacoma, where they'll play the first of six on Tuesday night at Cheney Stadium. Want to give thanks to Bobby Machado, my outstanding studio producer back in the Lotus headquarters, for his help with this one. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in today. Until tomorrow, with a matinee concluding the sixth gamer here in Reno, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where today, in 10 innings, Reno defeated the Aviators 5-4. So long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
They also signed Connor Williams, a former draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys, so they signed him. They had drafted Liam Eichenberg last year, so an offensive line that was an issue a year ago has the opportunity to be far greater than it was a year ago. Hopefully, for Tua's sake and for the running back's sake, far greater than it was. They added players like Raheem Mostert and Sony Michel and Chase Edmonds. That's a completely rebuilt backfield, Rich. So you add that to Tyreek Hill and obviously the addition of Jalen Waddle last year. Mike Gesicki is developing into really good pass-catching tight end. The offense, I hate to say that it's all up to two.